Good Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. We've got a rainy morning going on. We'll get a break in a couple of hours here, but expect more scattered showers this afternoon and tonight. Only 67 for our high temp today, so you may want to grab a jacket as you head out the door this morning. Right now we have rain, 61 degrees at our WDAY radio studios, high atop I-29 in South Fargo. Winds out of the north, northeast, 10 miles an hour. Fargo police are looking for your help in finding two men wanted in connection with an armed robbery and shooting. It happened just before 7:30 last night in the 1400 block of First Avenue South. One man was shot and seriously hurt. Police are searching for 24-year-old Braden Poitra and 35-year-old Dennis Salinas Jr. The two are considered armed and dangerous. You can see their picture at WDAYRadioNow.com. If you know their whereabouts, you are asked not to approach them, but rather call 911. A Fargo family is without a home after a kitchen fire broke out yesterday afternoon. It happened in an apartment in the 1700 block of 39th Street South. No one was hurt. The cause is under investigation. The Red Cross is assisting the family. As harvest kicks off across the upper Midwest, farmers are facing rough financial terrain. A new report from NDSU and the USDA reveals crop prices are starting off the marketing year at their weakest in history. Cash corn prices are hitting just $8.50 per bushel, with basis levels plunging to negative $1.50 under Chicago futures. That's even worse than the 2018 trade war with China. The report warns this trend may continue even if China returns as a buyer due to shifting supply chains and changing rail markets. Thefts of catalytic converters from vehicles are on the rise in the FM area. That's according to Bruns Automotive in Fargo, who spoke to our partners over at Valley News Live. They say thieves are looking to make a quick payday, and they can cut it out and break it down in just a few minutes. To avoid falling victim, experts recommend parking in well-lit areas and aiming your home security cameras at your parked vehicle. A man's facing charges after allegedly stealing a historic bell from Whitestone Hill Cemetery in Sargent County. Court documents say the bell, donated in the early 1900s, was stolen sometime after September 1st. Authorities say the 700-pound brass bell was scrapped in West Fargo by Paul Vincent, who is now charged with felony theft. Coming up on Monday, you are invited to walk in honor of veterans facing mental health struggles. Heroes Compass will host its fourth annual 2.2-mile walk to raise awareness about veteran suicide. It starts at 9:22 a.m. at Elephant Park. That's up near the Fargo VA, and it'll end at the downtown VFW. The group says the walk is held in memory of the 22 veterans lost daily to suicide. It aims to shine a light on prevention and support. Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar narrowly avoided censure late yesterday following an aggressive Republican-led effort to penalize lawmakers who criticized far-right activist Charlie Kirk. House voted 214 to 213 to reject a resolution that would have removed Omar from her committee assignments over remarks she made shortly after Kirk was fatally shot at Utah Valley University. She posted on X, "Thank you to my colleagues for having my back and not furthering lies on the House floor." She said she appreciated their commitment to protecting First Amendment rights and the appropriate use of censure. And the Williston High School Band will represent North Dakota at the nation's capital next year. Band director John Bisbee says the band was invited to march during the 2026 National Independence Day Parade as part of the nation's 250th anniversary celebration. He called the opportunity a once-in-a-lifetime experience that is important for students to create memories through their involvement in music. The band was first selected to perform in 2019 by then-Governor Doug Burgum and has since remained on the list to represent the state whenever possible. 504, Jason Denman's here now with your WDAY Radio Sports.
Can you play the breaking news sounder?
What do you have?
I got sad news for me.
All right, what's your sad news? I see a bottle of medication next to you. Does that have anything to do with that?
No, I got to go to the dentist.
Oh, that's always fun.
Bucks starting right guard, former NDSU Bison Cody Mauch, suffered a season-ending knee injury Monday night, per source. Despite the injury, he finished playing the game. Their Bucks are expected to sign a player off the Bills practice squad, and Cody is going to have season-ending surgery, I believe. So, not good news for my favorite football team in the NFL, and not good news for Cody, but obviously he finished the game. I don't know particularly off the top of my head when the injury occurred. I just know both times the Bucks were scoring touchdowns, Cody was leading the way in the end zone or was already in the end zone. So Tough news for the big redhead, so hopefully he comes back better than ever next season.
Yeah,
so
that's too bad.
He was a critical part to that offensive line. He's been there since his rookie year. This is, what, year three,
I think. Oh, wait, that's your team too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's,
sorry.
I mean, that was part of the reason why I mentioned it. That's why.
I just knew Hankinson, boy.
Yeah, that's why I knew that he got hurt, because I get updates and stuff, so that was less than ideal. Yeah. So best wishes to Cody. Get well soon, bud. Let's see. Last night, the Minnesota Lynx, well, I guess they have a flair for the dramatic, you might say. They overcame a 17-point deficit to beat the Golden State Valkyries 75-74. They trailed 45-28. They had scored just 28 points with 8:50 remaining in the third quarter, so just after halftime. Nafisha Collar led the Lynx with 24 points, 7 boards, 4 assists. Kayla McBride had 18 points and 4 boards, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Bridget Carlton added 12 points, while Dejanay Carrington chipped in 11. Lynx won the best of 3 series, 2-0. They will play the winner of the Phoenix and New York series. And New York, if they were to match up against them, that is a rematch of the finals last year, which everybody would like to see in a sense. Phoenix, after getting rid of Diana Taurasi retired, Brittany Griner is in Atlanta this year. Phoenix somehow managed to get the top 4 seed. And they came back and beat up on New York last night, 86-60 in Brooklyn. Five players scored in double figures for the Mercury. Game 3 will be Friday at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. So if you want to know who the Lynx will be playing, I would think, since the game's Friday, maybe they'll have game one on Sunday, but we'll have to wait and see how the schedule filters out. Meanwhile, in the other 2 series, they will resume tonight. We'll get series winners tonight in this early first-round best of 3, because Atlanta and Indiana are tied at 1. Your girl, Caitlin Clark, she's not playing. Sophie Cunningham's not playing.
Yeah,
but
those are 2 big players that
are
out.
But Indiana found a way to win against Atlanta in game 2, so game 3 will be back down Atlanta. That is at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN2 tonight. And then Vegas takes on Seattle in game 3 of their series at 8:30 on ESPN2 as well. So we'll see which 2 teams advance from those 2 series and play in a best of 5 coming up. Minnesota Twins, well, they lost their season's over anyway, so I could say that, but whatever. Series finale against the Yankees. It's just like they traded everybody at the deadline. It's like, who cares? They lost to the Yankees 10-5 Wednesday night. Taj Bradley gave up 7 runs over 4 innings, so he was doing well, and he took the loss. Let's see. Brooks Lee drove in 2 runs. Luke Keyshaw and Royce Lewis added an RBI piece. Twins now have a day off, thank goodness. Although I think the off day is still favored by a run. Today, before welcoming the Cleveland Guardians to Target Field for a 4-game weekend series to wrap up their 10-game homestand. Friday evening's first pitch for 7:10 with Pablo Lopez scheduled to be the starting pitcher. Football coming up on our family of stations Friday right here on WDY Radio at 6 p.m. kickoff. Moorhead takes on Wayzata. Larry Knutson will have all your coverage for that. Then Larry will be back the next day, as he'll travel all the way down to the city, as the Concordia Cobbers take on St. Olaf. A 1 p.m. kickoff with Larry Knutson there right here on WDAY. Meanwhile, on our sister station, The Flag, James and I will be down at Fargo Shanley as a host Minot. Kickoff at 7 p.m. with James and myself. Shanley, I think, is the 2nd-rated team. I forget. I have to look at the rankings again. But they are ranked in the top 5 in the state now after Davies lost last week to Bismarck Legacy. And then Saturday, James and I will be on the call starting at 11 a.m. pregame, 12 p.m. kickoff. The MSUM Dragons host Wayne State College. Chance for the Dragons to get a win against a team they haven't beaten since 2018. So Dragons off to a great start this year, looking to try and keep that momentum going.
All righty. Primetime Sports?
Primetime Sports. We're going to be tonight. This will be our conversation with FCS Nation host Kevin Marshall.
All righty. 5:09, your forecast. Cloudy today with rain this morning. Couple of hours here, and then we'll see a bit of a break. More scattered showers this afternoon and tonight. 67 for our high. Northeast winds 10 to 20. Overnight low around 59. Cool again tomorrow with rain. 67 for the high. East winds 5 to 10. Still a chance of rain Saturday, about a 30% chance. Otherwise partly sunny. 70 for the high. And then we start to see improvement. Sunday partly to mostly sunny. High around 75. I do see one more day of rain in the forecast next week. It looks like Monday there's a 30% chance of rain. But then we get into Tuesday and Wednesday, beautiful, sunny, 75 on Tuesday. Wednesday, 79 for a high temp. Dino was saying the 80s are not done yet. We are expecting 80s later next week. So if you love the 80s, they'll be back. Rain, 61 degrees, northeast winds, 10 miles an hour. We're going to get your national news in now from ABC, then a song of the morn and question of the morn coming up. Thursday morning, welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Going to see rain, I guess, a good portion of the day. We will catch a couple of hours of a break after we get through the morning rain, and then chance of pop-up showers throughout the afternoon, evening hours, and again into tomorrow. Looks like overall, I think Dino's been saying about a half inch or so by the time we get through tomorrow and whatnot. So not a whole lot. And here in the metro anyway, we could use it to kind of green up our lawns. They've gotten a little brown.
Yeah, I mean, I made sure I got the backyard mowed up last night. And there's the section on the north side in this little area right behind the garage, you know, that gets a lot of shade. That needed to be mowed.
I'm glad you mowed.
Like a 5 foot.
Going to be out there with the size lawn. It's so
5 foot
long.
Patch in front of the patio. That kind of that area needed to be mowed along the far south fence where it gets more shade. That needed to be mowed. A couple other spots, maybe a little bit, but yeah, it's been deterred and mowed. So now let it rain for the next 2 days. Because if I didn't mow it last night, then the middle part would have been long, and the other parts that were long already would have been just. Yeah, you would have had to get the swather out there to take care of it.
You probably couldn't even do that until Sunday or whatever. So it wouldn't
at the earliest. Yeah, and usually on Sunday, I'm kind of spent from the week, so I'm not doing too much. And so I'm like, I'm just going to get it done now. Then that way, hopefully, if anything, I can wait another week.
There you go. Well, hopefully you got your lawn mowed. Otherwise, get the swather out there to take care of it. What can automatically make your day better? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning, 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. 522 Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends WDAY Radio. You're the friends part of the show, the most important part. We appreciate you being here this morning. Bonnie Amistadi, Jason Denman. We'll get your news with Chris Larson coming up at the top of the hour. Police in Fargo are looking for two suspects in connection with an armed robbery and shooting. It happened at a residence on the city's south side last night. More details on that at WDAYRadioNow.com. There are pictures of the two suspects police are looking for. They are considered armed and dangerous. You might want to check that out. If you happen to see them, you are asked to call 911. One man suffered some serious injuries in that shooting in the 1400 block of First Avenue North. We do have rain. It'll be raining for a few hours here, looking at the radar screen, and then it looks like we will get a break with another chance of some more rain this afternoon and tonight. Most of the rain, we have it here over the northern Red River Valley, Fargo areas to the north of us, but most of it over central North Dakota, central South Dakota, kind of in that pocket. North Dakota is light, but South Dakota's got some heavier stuff down there. That same pocket where they've been hammered repeatedly over the past month or so with some heavy rain. They really didn't need much more, but unfortunately, especially down in central South Dakota, they are seeing quite a bit of rain coming down here this morning. But overall, expected to be light, and Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki calling for about a half inch of rain today through tomorrow. Our question of the morn, what can automatically make your day better? 701-293-9000. You can email studio@wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Mark is being a suck-up. I already told you, you could be on the show next week. He says, turning on the radio to listen to Bonnie and Friends. Mark from FM Legion Riders.
Thanks, Mark.
Actually, Bonnie emailed or messaged it in our Facebook page, too. She said coffee. She's like my soul sister. I just love, love coffee. But she also said that she listens to our show every day. She never misses it. So thank you. And we know a lot of you are here each and every day.
We know
with
a lot of you had a tough time the last couple of weeks.
Without me? They did fine. I didn't get any complaints. I had one. It wasn't a complaint. It's just like, when are you going to be back? I listen one day. I'm done. That's the only thing I heard. Everybody likes you guys. You guys do a good job. And you were set up. We still had music flashback. You were just missing me. Missing one of the crazy players in the morning.
Yes.
Well, that's what automatically makes my day better. Just yucking it up with you knuckleheads around here.
Well, that's good because at least somebody enjoys it.
You just don't like getting up early. I love my job, seriously. And I love structure. I love routine. So I couldn't wait to get back to work. Yes, I was able to relax and unwind on my forced vacation of 2 weeks.
Oh, I mean, I love the job. It's just...
It's early for you.
It's just the time of the day that we're doing said job, Bonnie.
I can't imagine. And I have worked these hours since 1991, getting up at 1:30 in the morning. You know, I'm home by 11 noon or whatever. It's just a perfect world for me.
I do enjoy getting home, you know, by lunchtime or whatever, basically. But at the same time, wish we didn't start quite so early.
Especially when you guys have sports nights and stuff, it gets super early.
I mean, in a perfect world, you know, I'm still kind of a 9-to-5 type of guy. Although back in the day,
I could never work that shift ever.
When I was in college, I worked at a nursing home, and my shift was like 2 to 10:30, 2 to 11, or something around there. And you know, maybe it was 3 to 11, maybe it was the technical shift. I forget what it was, but it was over in another town, so we had to drive a half hour to get over there. But that was, in essence, that was kind of really what I liked, because then you get home by 11:30, whatever time it was, I forget now, and you'd get home, and then you're up kind of late when it's quiet out and dark out or whatever, and then you'd sleep in through most of the morning, and you do it all over again. So, I mean, the problem I had is that I got into that routine, and then, of course, it was tough for me to wake up before like 11 in the morning, so... But, you know, it just happened because you're up until 2 in the morning. Yeah. So
you do get into your routine. Mm-hmm. Because before I started working this early morning shift, I was just getting out of college. I was working side hustle. I was bartending. So it's like I was, you know, up until, say, 2:33 in the morning as I was getting home from the bar or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you'd watch CNN because the Gulf War was on or whatever back in the day. So it took me like 6 months for me to get my sleep schedule set to getting used to you know, getting up. It was a total flip. It was a, you know, reversal on my hours.
Yeah, and there was a few times when I worked in the nursing home that I picked up some extra overnight shifts, which that's kind of tough.
That's hard when you're not used to it.
Well, and then when I was in Lawrence, Kansas, I used to work as the night auditor, is the title of the position, but you're just the front desk person that works overnight.
But it sounds better when you say night auditor.
Yeah, but the problem was that we already had a night auditor there, and they were at least trying to help me out by getting me some hours, so I might only get like 3 days a week or something. Mm-hmm. And if they're lucky, they put it consecutively. But then that first day after working three overnights in a row, you would basically try and stay up as long as you could and try and go to bed at a normal time that day. So that way the next couple of days you'd be on the same schedule as your friends. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we're in our about mid-20s or so. And so we want to be able to go out on a Friday night or whatever it is and even just
party like a rock star.
Or just even do stuff like go to a movie or do something on a normal schedule. So you had to like try and like stay up for... not necessarily 24 hours, but you had to, you know, go to work at like 10 o'clock at night, stay all the way up through 8 a.m. and then try and stay up.
You lived on fumes back then, maybe an hour and a half of sleep. Then you wonder why you were always kind of like sick with colds or whatever when we were young adults, because you never got any sleep. You're always either working or partying or hanging with your friends.
Did what you did. I mean, you didn't go out at night until like 10 o'clock or later, you know, and you're just like, that's normal. So now it's like 10 o'clock. I want to be in bed by 9.
Even if somebody's got something that's, I'm not going out at 7 o'clock at night. That's bedtime, people.
I know. I mean, that's why even the volleyball matches so far this season, I'm like, we got a volleyball match at 7? I'm like, it's so late.
We're getting old.
I know.
5:28, Bonnie and Friends. Question of the morning. What can automatically make your day better? If you want to weigh in on that, phone lines are always open to you. 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Dave in Grand Rapids, good morning. Spending time with his wife. I love that. Barb says a good book. Absolutely. If you lose yourself in a really good book, whatever your enjoyment is, your reading pleasure, that's...
I've never been a big reader, although when I've found a book that I've liked, I mean, there's been... I think there was a couple of Michael Crichton books I actually read. I remember when Phil Jackson was with the Chicago Bulls. Mm-hmm. His first book that he wrote, I don't know, maybe someone helped him or whatever, but there was a book about his time with the Bulls. And since I was a big Chicago Bulls fan, that made it a really easy read.
That's what you have to do. You have to find something. If you're a non-reader and you don't like to read, you have to find something that piques your interest. That's the key.
And then right now, I don't know what, I mean, granted, we're into August and into September now, and a lot of shows. And sometimes the nice thing about the streaming services is that they'll kind of stagger when some of their shows come out. But the problem is that obviously me being a big Apple TV guy, I mean, there's a number of series that are out. There's also obviously Only Murders in the Building is on Hulu/ I don't remember what channel it's on regular, but there's a number of shows that had started their new run of seasons. And it's like, I can't even keep up with all of them. I mean, there's one, two, three, maybe a fourth and fifth series on Apple TV that I haven't even come around to starting to watch. There's two series on Netflix that I watch. One's got Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. I can't even keep up with them. So, I mean, I like to watch a good show, but it's just like I'm either taking naps, going to bed early, or we got sports going on, so I don't have time for it.
Yeah, I do like reading books. And, yeah, reading a good book can automatically make your day better. Crash says Wind Therapy or The Grandkids, kind of a toss-up there. Get that Wind Therapy in another month of writing here.
Somebody said music.
Yeah,
I love The Watchmen. Yeah, I love listening to music. I listen to music the whole time when I'm at the gym or I'm
music
on the lawn or whatever.
Music can affect your mood. Get you through a tough workout. Get you through tough times.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, depending, you know, it just depends on your situation. Music is you know, can be a cure for anything. Mm-hmm. It can help you grieve. It can help you be motivated. It can help you to just calm down. I mean, it just depends on the style of music. You know, obviously
that's
your style.
That's why there's so many genres of
exactly.
music. And sometimes it just...
Yeah, I mean, like,
fit the mood.
Like I said, if you really get stressed out, listen to some good old Frank Sinatra. That'll calm you down. You know, if you need to get through a tough workout or you need to get fired up, you know, listen to some hard rock, you know. And if you need to just get the feet moving, maybe a little dance music, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're just kind of in a mood to hang out on the back patio with a beverage in your hand, you know, maybe a little country music. So you know, it just depends on the mood.
What can automatically make your day better? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning, 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Roger says, someone complimenting you and not expecting anything in return. I love that. I do give compliments to just like random people. Like if you see somebody and, you know, they've got a cute dress on or they just look really good or whatever. I don't know what that's like. I give you compliments all the time. Did you get your hair cut again? No, he only does it on Tuesdays once a month and I need to notice these things.
That can really improve. If you say something nice,
can turn a person's mood around.
It doesn't necessarily have to be some type of specific comment about them physically or whatever, but if you just show someone else some type of kindness, maybe on the right time, on the right day, that can really change a person's outlook. I mean, we've seen the commercials where someone says something nice to someone and it carries over to the next person that they encounter, that person then encounters, you know, person three encounters person four, and it just ends up being a big chain of events, which if it's the opposite way, if it's something negative, then you can spin not only yourself into a bad mood, but several people down the line can end up in that way. So, you know, just being kind to someone, especially when you're not asking for anything, you're just like, hey, that's really cool. Or that's really, you know, like you said, that's a nice shirt you got on there or something. That's, you know, because we were somewhere and it might've been someone that was, how do you put it? They were not necessarily disabled, but they might have been special needs or something like that. And I was wearing my Star Wars shirt. Mm-hmm. I found a T-shirt. It just simply says, like, Star Wars 1977, like one of the movies came out. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he looks right at me. He's like, what was your favorite episode? And then I'm like, well, that's a tough one because there's 9 movies plus all these other sub-movies and series, et cetera. So... And I probably watched it all except for maybe some of the animated stuff. And so then all of a sudden you got into a conversation with somebody.
Yeah,
and hopefully, I mean, that was several months ago. Hopefully, you know, in a sense it made his day because I didn't quite hear what he said. And then all of a sudden he's making a comment about your shirt. So
see, that's me. I love random conversations with people who have no idea that I like host a radio show. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'd rather have those random conversations in a store or, you know, at the mall or wherever you happen to be just with people.
Trust me, people don't know that I host a radio show either.
I prefer not to be recognized, honestly.
Well, for the longest time, I couldn't tell people what I did.
You were undercover.
No, it wasn't that. It was who I worked for.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you do? You seem like a nice guy. I work for the IRS. All right, bye. We'll talk to you later. But I just, what?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Sue Barron, she's just so sweet. Roger mentioned just getting a random compliment from somebody can make your day. Sue Barron says to me, you're such a caring, wonderful soul. Absolutely amazing. Well, come on, Sue.
You're laying it on pretty thick,
You're on
Sue.
A higher level than me, Sue. Yeah.
Which they've got their sock drive going again right now.
I know.
Is that through the first?
We've got a box here right at our studios.
Is that through the first of October?
October 3rd, and then Jay Thomas show, he will be broadcasting live, so you can tune in on October 3rd. He'll be set up over at Rural West Fargo Fire, and you can even bring more socks in there. Yeah. They'll be distributing them out, but there are so many locations all across the FM Metro, from restaurants to businesses to, like I said, right here, West Fargo Rural Fire, West Fargo Police Department. A lot of schools are involved. Go to Golden Drive Homeless Kids. Go to their website or their Facebook page, and you will find more on drop-off locations. What can automatically make your day better? That's our Bonnie and Friends Question of the Morn, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Go to the phone lines. Find our friend Polly in Idaho. Good morning to you, Polly.
Good morning, y'all.
How are you today?
Oh, so far so good, yeah.
It's early. That's good, though.
I feel as though I'm getting my voice back, which is nice. For some of you, anyway.
Well, no, it's never fun when you're doing battle with the illnesses too. So I'm glad to hear that you're feeling better on one end at least there, Polly. Well, what can automatically make your day better?
I think sunshine.
Oh yeah, sunshine.
Even in the middle
of
winter, when that sun is blasting, but there's no heat coming off it.
Yeah. Yep.
It still gives you that psychological uplift that you need, and then you just continue to go on forward.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, especially like we get into wintertime, and it seems like there's a lot of times here in the Midwest even that it's a lot of overcast days and it's cold out, et cetera, et cetera. You even get those days when, like you said, Paulie, the sun comes out. It's still bitterly cold outside, but that sun, at least it brightens your mood for sure.
Yeah.
I like what you guys had to say about saying something nice to random act of niceness. And that is, you know, it doesn't take a lot to make somebody's day a lot better, even though you don't know what their mood is. But if you say something nice to them, maybe it's going to carry them through until they get home and they can see their kids.
Yeah.
And that's why they're kind of down and out, because they have to be at work instead of being a stay-at-home mom or whatever.
Well, yeah, and you never know the struggles people are going through, and we're all in this thing called life together. So let's do it together.
All right,
Polly.
And the last thing, really brief. You know, it's easy to do the same thing by being mean to somebody, which we've been witnessing recently. Just saying mean, awful things to each other, and that can ruin your whole day.
Yeah, it can be mean.
Month.
Yeah, people getting bullied or people being mean. Indeed, Polly. Good hearing your voice. You take care.
Great, thanks. Good talking to both of you guys.
Yes, you too. I love it. We're coming up with a lot of the great suggestions here and things on what can automatically make your day better. That's our Bonnie and Friends Question of the Morn. If you want to weigh in on it, phone lines are always open to you, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Lawn Man's being funny. He says going to the mailbox, opening a letter where the content reads, pay to the order of... That would not make your day automatically better, unless it's filled in with your name there and they're giving you like 10 grand or something.
Sometimes they don't even take 10 grand. It just takes, you know, like when you're coming to the office and obviously James and I on our road trips, you get your reimbursement for paying for gas, whatever, et cetera, right?
Money, right? Even if it's like $30-$40, right?
Yeah, and you come back and you get this thing on your desk. You're like, what's this? You open it up and it's like, reimbursement check, all right.
Oh, I had a nice, when I walked in the studio, there was from the office of Senator John Hoeven, there was something sitting here for me. And I'm like, well, what the heck is that? And so I opened it out. It was a nice letter as a thank you. Dino and Greg, our sales rep, and I played in a golf tournament. Must have been June, I want to say, late June or something like that. Senator Hoeven actually hit one shot for everybody involved in that tournament. Yeah. He hit one shot, too. So
was it a good shot, though?
Yeah,
he's
a good golfer. He says he doesn't get out much. I didn't believe him because he got us on the green where Dean and Greg and I were all in the water. It was a hole with a lot of water out at Oxbow. But they included a nice photo of us from the day of the event. So
That
put a smile on my face right away this morning when I walked in the door and saw that.
Little things like that, absolutely.
You bet. 5:40, we're going to get your national news and sports in now from ABC. Thank you, friends. Thanks for being here. We do appreciate it. You're the important part of the show. You're the friends part of Bonnie and Friends. I'm Bonnie. He, Jace, is the and part and the rest of the cast of characters. We'll be arriving shortly. We'll have Chris Larson with your WDAY radio news coming up at the top of the hour. He will have more on the search for two suspects after an armed robbery and shooting in South Fargo last night. Happened in the 1400 block of First Avenue North. One person was seriously hurt. Police are looking for 24-year-old Braden Poitra and 35-year-old Dennis Salinas Jr. They should be considered armed and dangerous. You can check out their pictures at WDAYRadioNow.com. If you see them, you are asked to call 911 and not approach them. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki will be in shortly with more on a rainy forecast. And big game James McCarty, hard at work already behind the scenes, working on your WDAY radio sports. Music important to so many of us. And we hear from you guys all the time how much you like this song or that song or just music. And you would talk, Jace, about the mood it puts you in.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, coming up at 8:10 this morning, we're going to be heading up the road to the University of North Dakota. They have a music therapy program, which they had for many, many years, and then they decommissioned it in 2016. Well, it is back now. This fall semester, they have 9 students enrolled, and Carly Floggin, director of UND's music therapy program, is going to be joining us and just telling us, you know, about the basic science behind it and the many benefits related to personal health. Music can be very, very healing, so it's going to be fun to listen to her tell us more about the program. And then they also have a special visitor coming to campus later on the September 23rd, and that's going to be open to the public. And he even analyzed, like, Sting's brain. This guy's an author, a musicologist, a doctor, and even analyzed Sting's brain and things he learned.
From the police?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun learning more about him.
I think it's just one of those things where, depending on... Do you remember that study, like, this was, like, decades ago. I don't remember if it was on, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not, if it was back on 2020, back in the 80s, where they did a study of rooms where police would interrogate subjects or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of documented the mood or how the person reacted based on the color of the room, and they figured out that if you painted the interrogation room pink, like the person was calmer and more mellow and more willing to talk to you. And if you had it blue or green, they had kind of a different reaction. So there are always things that, to some extent, maybe we don't really understand why. But
there's psychology involved.
There's definitely psychology involved. So that, you know, the normal layperson, they might not understand it. But, I mean, there is science behind it where... You know, music can affect your mood. It can affect, sometimes it affects your productivity. I mean, a lot of times we talk about babies and the type of music that you have playing in the background when they're very little. Like,
well,
you want classical music.
When the womb or whatever, if you got NICU babies or you got elderly people, say, in nursing homes, Alzheimer units, music therapy is being used for such needs and to help people improve.
And like I said, just even on a normal day-to-day basis, depending on your mood can depend on what type of music you put on. And like you said, is sometimes you pick a certain music because it puts you in a good mood. So you want to be in a good mood if you're having a bad day, whatever. If you're struggling to get motivated, you want something that's going to uplift you. So, I mean, music is very beneficial. I love listening to music. I love finding new music, although my phone doesn't seem to cooperate with me because my phone wants to download everything that I put into my library. And that's... It's not good for my storage.
It's a little too much,
It's like, leave it in my library, but don't download it.
Select whatever I want to download into my app. But, be listening for that interview coming up at 8:10 this morning on UND's music therapy program. It's going to be very enlightening. Question of the morning here on Bonnie and Friends. What can automatically make your day better? 701-293-9000. Phone lines are open. You can email us, studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Just like Crash said earlier, James says a motorcycle ride. Mm-hmm. Susie says a phone call from the grandkids, of course, right? Your kids, your grandkids, maybe a special friend, maybe somebody you haven't talked to
in a long time. Flip it the other way. I love talking to my folks. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean.
Absolutely. Call my mom every single Sunday. Once in a while, dad will hop on the phone for like 30 seconds, no more.
Yeah.
My dad's always busy. He's 96, but He's always busy. He's got to get out in the garden. He's got to go fix this. He's got to go do this.
We had it for decades that, you know, we would always talk to my folks on the weekend. I've kind of gotten away from that myself over the years, but I think my brother still does. My sister may. Granted, I'll give my sister a hard time about this. My folks are always at my sister's place.
They like her better. I mean,
she's the only girl. She's the only one that has, you know.
Oh, so she gets preferential
treatment. Can you come help me do this? Okay. What do you say, Rochelle?
Daddy's girl. Doesn't matter how old you get.
No, but I mean, a good conversation with my folks, you know, if I got good news. I mean, because a lot of times nowadays, I'm just kind of into the texting mode with my you know, family, et cetera. And so I was able to let them know the results of my last blood biopsy results, which have stayed the same, which is great news for me when it comes to the donor DNA. You don't want that to be a past a certain level. So able to share that and just get
nice
the reaction from it. Yeah.
Yeah. My folks don't text, but and one sibling does. Heidi, my younger sister, she's a year younger than me. Heidi and I text fairly often, but the rest of them, they have cell phones, but my brother can text. Lou can text because he's got his own business too. So he'll text once in a while. But the rest of them, they use their cell phone for, like, if they go on they have to go to the store 45 minutes away, an hour away, go to Duluth, just to have for emergencies. They don't even turn it on. And once in a while, like, if they have minutes to use up, they'll call you on the cell phone, and then they shut it off again. But they don't, where they live, they don't have a need for it. And they're perfectly happy just the way life is.
Yeah, it's funny, though. Like, a lot of times when my parents usually... with three kids in three different locations, I mean, kind of on average, you know, it might not be once a month now, but once every 2 months for sure, they're always going to one of the kids' place. And so then my mom is a very good, and her siblings do it. She's got two sisters and two brothers, and she will send out a weekly email summarizing the week.
That's awesome.
You know, a lot of times it's like, well, we didn't do much. We went on our walk. Dad mowed the yard. I cleaned inside. We watched a movie on Amazon Prime.
That's still awesome, though. I love it.
But then the funny thing is that when she sends it to us three kids, she always starts off the same, whoever's place they were at.
Hi, it's mom.
Well, no, they're like, she'll be like, Jace, you probably already know most of this, but I'm telling everybody, cause, you know, she doesn't have to type it, you know, type separate emails, everybody. So she summarizes, and then we went to Jace's place on Saturday, and then we did this, and we did that, and then we came back, and we had cake on Sunday for his birthday, and blah, blah, blah,
That's
and just did all
awesome.
This stuff.
Not
so,
too many people do that anymore. That's
mom has always been really good about that. She's been doing it for so long that I remember when she would usually sit down weekly at the typewriter and type out a letter to her siblings and type it out and send it off.
That's kind of like a Christmas letter. My mom does Christmas letters like that. You just and I've got a few friends who will send them at Christmas time too, where you kind of get a recap of life, right? But your mom does it on a more regular basis.
She does a weekly one because she'll send it to her siblings and she'll send it to her kids. Usually around Christmas time, I know that my mom's brother-in-law, my uncle Donna Mitchell, I think he's usually the one that writes it, but he usually writes a letter summarizing their year because they're you know, my cousins, one cousin's older than me, one cousin's younger than me, and the younger cousins got, I don't know, six kids. I don't know how many kids they have. They have a lot of kids. And so they'll summarize the time with them and the grandkids and everything and the trips they've taken, the stuff they've done. And so it's always good. Another aunt and uncle on that side of the family, they do that as well. And it's kind of cool to get those letters then.
That automatically makes your day better. That would fit right in with our question of the morning here.
Exactly.
Doug, our trucking friend, says what automatically makes his day better when he's driving the posted speed limit through a construction zone, holding up a car behind him, and then when they get out of the zone, they pass you and flip you off. He goes, I know I'll have a better day.
Yeah. I mean,
if somebody's riding you, just go even slower, right?
Yeah, I do get frustrated when there's people that go slower than me, and because I'm usually like the guy in the...
You should not speed through construction.
I'm not saying I speed through construction. I'm the guy that's like, can we at least go the speed limit? Don't go 5 miles below the speed limit, and that just irritates me, but... when someone's riding your taillights and they pass you, it would really make my day is if they pass you going about 10 miles an hour faster than you are, and then they get pulled over. But I don't get to see that very often.
I only recall one instance where somebody was like, they were obviously in a very much of a hurry, and you know the lanes are both full, and it was leading out of Moorhead, basically, and where they were tailgating really bad. Mm-hmm. That's only the one time where I've had somebody on my tail. Of course, I don't spend a lot of time outside busy hours traveling. You know, there's nobody other than there's semi-traffic and a few cars here and there when I'm coming in. When I leave work, most of you are either at work or at home or doing whatever.
But if you're someone like me, myself, that's it kind of consistently 5 to 7 miles miles an hour over, which is kind of what everybody
That's
does.
That's speeding.
I know it's speeding, Bonnie. I'm not saying it's not.
I am such a rule follower. Obviously, Jace is not.
5 to 7 over, but then there's someone that is going 10 miles an hour faster than me, and then that's
and that's common here, right here in the metro area.
And that's the time you're just like, where is the highway patrolman at when I need him?
The highway patrol, I-29, almost every day I see troopers out here. But when you get over and you're coming I-94 and you're, you know, both directions, but especially eastbound, traffic is crazy. They are, on average, going about 10 miles over the posted speed limit. It's just like, it's insane.
Yeah. Going down to the cities, though, some of the drivers down there, you're like,
they're
really?
Nuts.
I mean, you're keeping up with traffic, also, and you look down, you're going 7, 8, 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, and then there's someone that is literally zigzagging in and out of traffic, and you're like, this isn't the Autobahn, and it's not an IndyCar race, so you might want to slow it down a notch.
Yeah, no doubt. 5:56, rainy day today. We will see a break for a few hours coming up a little bit later here this morning, but more occasional rain in the forecast this afternoon into the evening hours. Final cruise night of the season in West Fargo. How's that going to work out? Dino will let us know coming up.
A lot of
up.
Windshield wipers in motion.
Probably, or maybe it's not going to happen. We'll see. Maybe there'll be a dry window. He told Jay Thomas on the Jay Thomas Show yesterday he would have a better idea today. So we'll find out what he has to say. 5:57 right now, we're checking in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Oh, yeah. Don't forget, too, Thursday, Lawn and Garden Radio. Mr. Don Kinsler will be in studio with us. So we'll be looking forward to getting your questions answered. He was on the Jay Thomas Show yesterday. A lot of questions, of course, about lawns this time of year and trees and seeding and whatnot.
Hopefully they didn't take all the answers out of them.
Now, potted mums, I've been seeing those popping up in the stores. So
hey,
we'll ask
you know,
about them.
Depending on your age, I mean, I don't know if moms should really be smoking.
Not moms and not mums, M-U-M, mum. In Britain or London, they call them mum.
Hello, mum.
Mum, right?
Yeah.
Is it mum? Yeah. No, a different kind
of look, if your mum's smoking pot, I just don't know
what to tell you. It's legal now on the Minnesota side. Come on over, people.
We're in North Dakota, Bonnie. Put down the...
I don't have it. It's over in Minnesota.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Ear.
Ear.
Rain in the forecast. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki will be along shortly with more details. It is 6 o'clock. We are WDAY Fargo. 6:03, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has arrived with a check on our kind of a rainy day, but not all day, right? We're going to have some breaks.
On and off. On and off. I think tonight and tomorrow will be the steadier rain. Today is just kind of that on and off stuff. Now,
I know, and I heard you on the Jay Thomas Show, too. It's the last night of cruise night in West Fargo.
We might be able to squeeze that in tonight. I'm going to talk to Jay when he gets in. We're going to see a break in the action later today, but then it refires back up just
like
after
what time
the, right around 6-7 o'clock. So I'll talk with Jay and we'll see if we can talk him into.
Isn't that about when it starts?
They start about 4. They start getting out there about 4 in the afternoon. But yeah, I mean it starts kicking in about 5-6 o'clock. So yeah,
who makes the decision on canceling it, Jay?
I do.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
No.
That's Toppers.
He's a part of Toppers, though.
He is. Yeah. So, yeah, he has a big say in it. But we're looking.
Does that say 34?
I don't have my glasses on. What's the temperature in DL?
It says 34 degrees.
It's not 34 in DL.
It must be a
There's a hiccup in this.
Because I was going to say, the rest of them are between the mid-50s and low 60s.
I don't have my glasses on in the studio. I'm like, that says 34.
It did.
It's not 34 in DL. Don't worry about it.
I saw they had a glitch on one of their graphics the other night, too, where it said smoke, and then the meteorologist is like, that's not right.
Let's not rush it.
Sometimes stuff happens.
Let's not rush it. Well, we have had some appreciable rainfall south of town. In fact, the areas around Wahpeton, 1/4 inch. Morton picked up 0.8 inch overnight. Sonora, 0.7 inch. On the other side of the river, Foxholm, Campbell, Rossay picking up 0.4 inch. So the steadier, heavier rainfall totals have been to our south. The rest of us picking up less than 0.1 inch. In fact, many of us just about a couple hundredths. But there's more showers on radar, even a few embedded rumbles of thunder. They're moving in from the east and southeast around an area of low pressure down in South Dakota. So everything rotates counterclockwise around
that. Back spinning, I like to call
it. So we get everything coming in. Normally we get our weather in from the west or north. Now we're getting it from the southeast around that area of low pressure. And we'll see areas of showers and thunder showers throughout the day today. I think we'll see a break. We've got another wave coming through here within the next half hour. And that'll last through about mid to late morning. Then we'll see a break around midday, it looks like, with it kind of getting dry slotted by this system. And then more refire, it looks like, towards evening. High today in the upper 60s with northeast winds about 10 to 15. Showers and thundershowers become a little more widespread late tonight with lows around 60. And Friday looks to be the wetter day with highs in the mid-60s, scattered showers and thundershowers. Things do improve for Saturday, at least by late in the day. I know West Fest is going on, concert Saturday evening. I think by evening, anything we have will be widely isolated. I think any steadier rain or the more widespread coverage rain will be Saturday morning. Highs on Saturday in the upper 60s, and then sun returns for Sunday with highs back up into the upper 70s. Sunday's going to be a real nice day. So a couple of rainy days.
Sounds kind of warm to me.
What's that?
Sounds kind of warm.
77 is too warm for you?
You said upper 70s, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
I'm already pitting out thinking about it.
Oh, gee. But other than that, again, if you have outdoor plans today, we've got another wave of showers coming in here over the next couple of hours. And then we'll see a dry slot, it looks like, around lunchtime. And then more showers and thundershowers refire as we head towards evening. So kind of in and out of these waves of showers and thundershowers. No all-day steady rain. I think the steadier rain is going to come tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be the wetter day. So if you have any outdoor plans today, you might be able to squeak them in midday, but don't plan on a dry day today, that's for sure. But again, we're not going to see any heavy rain in the FM area today. But like I said, areas down in the far southern valley and across the river, Minnesota, they picked up a half inch to three quarters already. And so those are the areas that are going to wind up before all is said and done with probably an inch and a half, 2 inches.
And those areas haven't been overly saturated.
No,
whereas
no,
the
haven't.
Central part of North and South Dakota
right.
have been.
Yeah, so I think before all is said and done, we'll pick up about a half inch to an inch here in the FM
That's
area.
That's decent.
Yeah, not bad.
It'll perk up our flowers.
Well, aren't they? They're about ready to save.
They're getting there.
Yeah.
Well, especially since I was gone for a couple of weeks, my neighbor was watering them, but I wasn't giving them fertilizer, so they're looking a little ratty, in the baskets.
How does your neighbor water them? With water, or does he have to just take a late night
her son, who was two, was on my doorbell cam. She goes, "You might see Kale on your doorbell cam with his butt cheeks because he decided to pee in our front yard."
All right.
But she used the hose to water the flowers, and of course her back is turned, and there's her two-year-old. I said, "He's
peeing
a boy.
On your flowers.
Every little boy I know has done that. Pee in the yard or the neighbor's yard.
Little boy.
Maybe he was sending a message to me.
Yeah, I've seen grown-up boys do
it. Yeah, I've seen it too, but little boys like to do that. But maybe he was sending a message. Two-year-old. Can the two-year-old be mad at me already?
No.
I don't think so. He was eating all the cherry tomatoes off my cherry tomato plant when I was gone too.
No, was he?
Yeah. I told him he could, so that was cute. All right, question of the morning. What can automatically make your day better?
Your smile.
That's what I said, like yucking it up with friends or coworkers or
no. Sucking up to you.
I am sucking up.
Yeah, I was.
Two things.
Oh, you can't take that back. That was rude.
Well, he wasn't being honest.
I'm saying there's more than
rude.
One. There's more than one thing.
Okay.
Oh, okay, nice back pedal, Waisaki.
Your smile, Christy's smile.
You put my smile ahead of Christy's smile? You're in trouble now.
She's,
you're in the doghouse
oh,
with
shoot,
two women today.
She's up. Sorry,
you're
Christy, smile first. And then some good music working out at the gym.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good
We've
music.
Talked a lot about music here already this
I think
morning.
Music really can perk you from a bad mood to a good mood.
Definitely.
I think it brings you back to, I remember that song. And yeah, you put your favorite music on, it can turn...
Very therapeutic.
It really is, no doubt.
And I said we have an interview coming up at 8:10 this morning. UND's music therapy program is back. They decommissioned it in 2016. They brought it back, and just the healing effects of music.
Yeah.
There's 9 students enrolled in fall semester, so
now,
we're going
to
chat
about
it.
When you go to sleep at night, do you have Alexa or anything?
I cannot. I have a white noise machine or a fan running. I can't have any music. I can't have a TV on.
Jace?
I mean, there's times I would like it, but I have to make sure I put something on that will be relaxing. And sometimes you just use the – there's one on one of the satellite apps or whatever like that, that it's like summer sleep sound. So it's got like either thunderstorms, it's crickets,
right?
It's wind, whatever.
Okay.
I like stuff like that.
I could do that.
I mean, if it's some kind of calming music, absolutely. But like if I listen to my favorite music, well, then I'll just get into it and I'll just kind of be up.
Growing up, you know, south side of Chicago, I just ask Alexa, can you play Gunshots for the next 30 minutes? So then I just feel like the windows are open back at home.
Well, you know, spending several nights in a hospital, you kind of get used to going to sleep to the sound of sirens. So somebody else coming in.
Now, yeah. I usually turn on white noise, or I'll have Alexa play my my favorite playlist, you know, to kind of put me to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Do you know there's like green noise and brown noise, and I guess brown noise is supposed to be more relaxing than green noise? Why are you looking at me like that? Like,
he's thinking of the brown.
I'm not making this up. I'm not listening to it.
He's thinking of the brown note. That's what he's thinking about, but that's a different
story. Green noise and brown noise?
There's like a TV commercial for this one app that supposedly plays either green noise, white noise, brown noise, blue noise, whatever colors they have.
How does it differ?
For a lot of us, in a sense, it doesn't sound any different during the commercial, but supposedly it affects your brain differently.
I Googled brown noise. It says it's a deep rumbling sound, so more
like
so
thunder.
It's still like the white noise. It's still kind of in those that type of sound, but it's got deeper tones, like Bonnie said.
Yeah.
So does that help you fall asleep better than white noise?
It's supposed to, but
supposedly.
I'm not. Yeah.
I'll try that tonight and I'll get back to you.
You have issues sleeping. All right. He made your sleep sound more fun than it actually is. 6:12, we're going to get your national news in now from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty's in with your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:16, Big Game James McCarty has arrived with your WDAY Radio Sports.
Last night, the Minnesota Lynx looked really bad early on. They were actually trailing 45-28 with 8 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. That's not good to have 28 points in over 21 minutes.
It is less than ideal.
Yeah, it was really an odd start for them, but they kicked it into gear the last 18 or so minutes of the matchup, ended up defeating the Valkyries of Golden State 75-74, overcoming that 17-point deficit. They were actually outscored in each of the first three quarters before outscoring them 26-11 in that fourth frame. Nafisa Collier led four different Lynx in double figures with 24 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists. The Lynx winning that best-of-three series 2-0, with really actually every other series is going the full distance of 3 games in this opening round. Phoenix defeated New York 86-60 last night to force a decisive Game 3 Friday night in Phoenix at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. Tonight you have Games 3 and both the Atlanta versus Indiana series, that's on ESPN2 at 6:30, and then you have Las Vegas and Seattle at 8:30, also on ESPN2. Minnesota Twins dropped their series rubber match to the Yankees 10-5 Wednesday night. Taj Bradley gave up 7 runs over 4 innings, was tagged with a loss. Brooks Lee drove in 2 RBI, Luke Kuechel, Royce Lewis, and RBI apiece. Twins have an off day on Thursday before they welcome in the Cleveland Guardians for a 4-game weekend series to wrap up that 10-game homestand. They have a doubleheader on Saturday is how you end up getting to that 4-game weekend series. Friday night's first pitch will be at 7:10 with Pablo Lopez being scheduled to be on the mound for Minnesota. And for Vikings fans, well, okay, we've got a little bit more of an update on what's going on
like
this weekend.
Good news, bad news.
Well, Ryan Kelly did not practice yesterday. No. Why does that matter? He's your starting center. That's why. And you have a new starting quarterback. Slight issue there. We'll see.
Oh.
Yes.
Wait, what? Like another new one besides
Well,
Carson?
It's Carson.
Oh, okay.
It's Carson Wentz.
I thought maybe there's another switch.
No. Well,
okay.
They did signed to the active roster Ritter, so Desmond Ritter. So he's actually on the roster as the third quarterback, the emergency quarterback, whatever you want to call him, behind Max Brosmer, who's the backup right now. 7 players were limited in practice, but positive news for Vikings fans: left tackle Christian Darrisaw and cornerback Jeff Okuda were both full participants in practice yesterday.
Okay,
now it all depends on with Okuda. He should be playing that on Sunday if he's a full participant. When it comes to Darrisaw, it's still about wrapping up that final rehab and being confident in that leg after that torn ACL last season. So hopeful that he plays, but you don't really have a guarantee at this moment in time. So we'll kind of see as we get a little bit closer. We're approaching that 72 hours to kick off here for the Vikings here pretty darn quick. on our family of stations here the rest of the week. Tonight, primetime sports at 6:30. Jason and I are joined by FCS Nation host Kevin Marshall to get our weekly look around the subdivision. Friday night, Moorhead Spud football hosts Wyzetta at 6 p.m. with Larry Knutson on the call. And Cobber football, fresh off a bye week, is at St. Olaf, a 1 p.m. kickoff with Larry Knutson on the call for that one as well. Our sister station, The Flag, will see number 2-ranked Shanley battle Minot High in a battle on the gridiron at 7 p.m. Friday night. And then Dragon football will host Wayne State with an 11 a.m. pregame and a noon kickoff on Saturday afternoon as the Dragons try and get their first win against the Wildcats since 2018. And for those who haven't gotten enough football in them yet this week, well, we've got the Third Drop Coffee Coach's Corner podcast. Cobber football head coach Terry Horan and Spud football head coach Kevin Feeney join our host Greg Bird for the podcast each week. It's up on the website right now, wdayradionow.com, underneath the podcast tab. Thank you to our sponsors, Third Drop Coffee in Moorhead, Cambridge Foss Concrete, Brady Service Center, for making that possible. This week, the coaches talk a lot about quarterback play, and then also from the Spud's perspective, how you stay upbeat, positive, and intentional with a week of practice coming off a really tough loss like they did against Minnetonka last week. By the way, the Skippers are ranked number one in the state of Minnesota.
Of course they are.
In 6A. Yeah.
Excuses!
Well, hey, I'm just saying, it's about staying positive and upbeat, though, yeah, after a tough week like that as you approach a home matchup against another stout team in Wyzetta.
Well, we're playing a tougher conference.
That 6A division, it's an absolute... It's like a battlefield every week. Yeah. It really is.
Bucks are trying to keep up with your Vikings in the injury department. I don't know if you saw
too
that.
Too bad. That's not... You have no chance.
I think... I don't know if you saw it yet or not, but Cody Mauch is now out for the year.
For the year?
Yeah.
What did you do yesterday?
He had a knee injury during Monday night's game.
Played through it, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
I haven't read what it was, but... But he said he's going to miss the rest of the year. So I'm hoping it's not a ligament. I'm hoping it's maybe one of those meniscus ones that they can fix and put it back together. But
that's
they got to let it,
bummer,
you know, sit for the rest of the year. Yeah. You know, kind of like, because J.J. McCarthy, his was a meniscus injury last year, right?
Yeah, he had a meniscus that they had to, what do? They sew it back up, basically. They're trying to save as much cartilage as possible.
Yeah, if you've got the bucket handle tear, you can stitch it back together. If you've got it just kind of a random spot that got torn, they go in there like in my knee and they clean it out, which then eventually leads to less cartilage. And so that's why I have a limp. If you have that bucket handle tear, there's a tear in the middle of that cartilage, that meniscus, and you can just stitch it back together, but you got to let it heal, which unfortunately that's the majority of the season. So I'm hoping it's that, but I haven't heard specifically what the injury is. But
probably more testing maybe today,
yeah,
too.
But maybe they have an MRI on it or whatever.
Right, right.
But or maybe they just haven't released what it was. But either way, Cody's done for the year.
Bummer.
So, which is unfortunate because they've had pretty good stability along that offensive line the last year and a half or so.
6:22, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Got lunch plans for you today. You'll save some money as well. We'll talk about that straight ahead. Just trying to put you guys in the mood here this morning, 6:25. We love our music. Coming up, Flatland Music Flashback, 6:56 this morning, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be showcasing this artist. This is an easy giveaway. Fargo native, 15 years old at the time. The year was 1961. He and his band stepped up when tragedy struck, and we'll be showcasing him and other artists coming up, Flatland Music Flashback, right around 6:56 this morning. Today is National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh.
You don't have to have a national cheeseburger to do certain things, but sometimes when you have a national day, there's discounts at places.
I thought Monday was... Like,
maybe it was Burger Day.
There was something recently with like a National Burger Day or something.
Now it's Cheeseburger Day. Lots of deals out there.
Whoever came up with National Cheeseburger Day is probably the guy that was also behind National Burger Day and be like, yeah, it's Cheeseburger Day today, so we got to go get burgers again.
Yeah, well.
What?
But you can get deals. So if you have the McDonald's app, and if you don't, you might want to download it, because you can get double cheeseburgers. How much do you think they're charging for them today?
Hopefully like 99 cents.
Better than that, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
50 cent double cheeseburgers at McDonald's today through the app only.
How many can I order at a time?
It doesn't say. Probably. I bet maybe you can just maybe get a couple. It does not say in the story I'm looking at.
Probably like one.
It says 50-cent double cheeseburgers. That's lame if that's the situation because, I mean, is that going to fill you up, one double cheeseburger?
At McDonald's? No. It would be ridiculous.
Three at least?
At least, something like that, yeah.
I get. We have a smash burger, right, around here? We did.
The actual,
I think we still do. Smashburger?
Yeah, it's over off of 45th Street over there by Qdoba, et cetera.
And their burgers, are they're a little more expensive normally. Today, on National Cheeseburger Day, you can get smash burgers $5 all day. Under $5 all day. So $4.99 maybe? I don't know.
Some smash tots.
We don't have them locally, but maybe you'll drive to the cities or elsewhere. White Castle giving customers a free slider through the app. How big is that? The size of a 50-cent piece? About?
It's like this big.
That's not. Grandma Amistad would say that's not even enough to fill one eyeball.
No, I could. I mean, you could easily eat a slider in two bites, and literally, if you were hungry enough, you can put the whole thing in your mouth. I think pretty much.
You cheap arses.
Well,
That'd be like a Jay Thomas.
What did I get last time I was there? I was looking.
You had like 12. Didn't you and James have like 12 White Castle?
It was either 10 or 12, and we got like fries with it. So then when
Chase ate them all.
Yeah, and I was disappointed James didn't finish it. Baby. Yeah. Then the last time I went through there, there was some combo. I couldn't find the one I was looking for that I had last time where it was just like 10 sliders. So I got their sliders and rings, which is obviously a meal for two. I bought the chicken rings because they're shaped in circles.
Chicken rings?
I brought those back for Sandy to have, but I ate all those.
I love onion rings. I think onion rings are awesome.
They are awesome. Mm.
Okay, who else here? Shake Shack. I don't know where the nearest Shake Shack is.
There's a Shake Shack in Maple Grove because Maple Grove has like all the restaurants I want in a sense. I mean, that is the nice part about going down for doctor's appointments that we found that there's certain restaurants down there. One of Dean's favorite, Portillo's, is down there.
Portillo's.
Chocolate cake shake.
Those are delicious. I had one the last time we were.
I don't want anybody to confirm or deny how many thousands of calories are in those things.
There's a lot, yeah.
And I don't know how much cake is in it, but there's definitely enough you can actually taste like you're drinking a cake.
On the North Shore, Betty's Pies, they make milkshakes with pies, and then they give you a little slice of pie on the top as well. Those are delicious, too.
Pecan pie ones?
Oh, they've got all kinds of pie. You don't want to eat those too often.
No, obviously not.
So in addition to being National Cheeseburger Day again, a lot of different businesses are offering discounts.
See, Monday it was National Double Cheeseburger Day, according to this site.
It's National Cheeseburger Day.
But we had a double cheeseburger on Monday.
I don't know, but McDonald's is offering 50-cent double cheeseburgers through the app.
Well, that's, I mean, Cheeseburger Day can include singles, doubles, triples, you know, whatever.
True,
I
guess.
I mean, Wendy's should have something because they've got their Dave's double or triple or whatever, but it's funny that Monday was double cheeseburger day. Now today's cheeseburger day.
I think I saw Burger Day, too, when I was gone.
So I think whoever came up with Cheeseburger Day, new Cheeseburger Day was coming up, and they really wanted something, so they had a double cheeseburger on a Monday before it, and then they're just like, you know what, that was pretty good.
And so now, thanks a lot, pollsters. You made us extremely hungry already morning. Do you know where the cheeseburger ranks according to being most popular meal 1 through 10? It kind of surprised me where it sits.
Are there other genres of food, or are we just talking about hamburger combo meals?
The nation's most popular meals 1 through 10. I only have this with the cheeseburger on this list, but 1 through 10, what would you guess?
It's probably lower than you think, so it might be coming in at like 4 or 5.
Sixth. I would have thought like second or third.
You would think so. What's number one?
I don't know. We'll have to. YouGov poll. We'll look it up during the news here. How's that
sound?
We'll look for more details. It is 6:30. 6:34, time for a check on our forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
And we've got some showers and embedded thunder showers that are getting ready to move through the FM area.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're just east of the river, and they'll be moving here through, so you could have a little wet commute this morning. And if you're listening to us from Northern Valley, Northwest Minnesota, you're not really seeing anything this morning, at least not yet. Now, as we go throughout the day, we'll see these waves of rain rotate around an area of low pressure. They'll be moving in from the east, and this is generally going to be concentrated today along and south of 94. So the far Southern Valley, Lakes Country, you're going to see a little more rain during the morning hours. Then that pivots westward, and I think Valley City, Jamestown, Bismarck will be under the gun more as we head into the afternoon while we see a break here in the FM area and Lakes Country as dry air gets pulled in, and then more thundershowers and showers redevelop as we head into the evening hours and become a little more widespread overnight. So kind of waves of rain this morning, and then I think we'll see a break this afternoon, and then more rain coming in as we head towards evening. Highs today in the mid to upper 60s with a northeast wind at 10 to 15. Showers and thundershowers becoming a little more widespread after midnight tonight with lows near 60. And Friday looks wet with highs in the mid 60s. Now Saturday, we'll start to see that rain pull to the east. So I know West Fest going on. The parade is Saturday. Most of the rain, we'll still have a few leftover showers scattered on Saturday afternoon, but I think most of that pulling to the south. Highs on Saturday, upper 60s to near 70, and sun returns on Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. And it looks like we're in the 70s for most of next week. I think towards the end of next week, that's when we start to see the chance for 80s returning to the forecast. Again, rainfall totals haven't been that impressive here in the FM area, a hundredth of an inch. But down to our south, Wahpeton, quarter inch, Morton, 8/10 of an inch, Sonora, 7/10 of an inch. And on the Minnesota side, Foxholm, Campbell, Rossay area, about 4/10 of an inch. So south of town, that's where they're seeing the more concentrated rain overnight. We're starting to see some of those showers and thundershowers lift a little further north towards the 94 corridor. So a little wet commute this morning, but our northern valley in northwest Minnesota, probably not going to see much until later today.
Alrighty.
So, not a bad day. I mean, not nice like
it's not
yesterday.
A good day if you're involved in West Fargo cruise night.
Well, and they might squeeze that in. There might be enough of a break this afternoon and into the early evening hours. But Jay's going to make that call later this morning. We're going to sit down and go over the latest computer models and see, you know, are we definitely going to see a dry enough slot come into this storm where we have enough break, where we can have the final cruise night. I'd say right now, 50-50 shot at getting that in, depending on, there's going to be rain for part of it. It looks like probably the tail end of cruise night. So whether they want to put it on and risk, hey, all right, yeah, we'll risk getting wet towards the end of it, but it's worth it. That's a J call, not mine.
Well, keep it tuned to WDAY Radio. We will let you know when we know.
Right.
All
exactly.
Right, 6:37, we're going to get your national news in from ABC. Check in with the American Ag Network, and Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:42, time for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
WNBA postseason saw the Minnesota Lynx trailing by a score of 45-28 with 8 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter at Golden State last night. They would kick it into gear towards the end of that quarter and through the fourth quarter, where they would outscore the Valkyries 26-11 the final frame and survive 75-74. Nafisa Collier with 24 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists. Kayla McBride would add 18 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a couple of steals as well. Bridget Carleton and DeJounte Carrington both in double figures additionally for the Lynx, who won that best of 3 series 2-0. The rest of the WNBA postseason saw number 4-seeded Phoenix roll 5-seeded New York 86-60 with 5 players in double figures for the Mercury last night. That decisive Game 3 will be Friday at 8 p.m. on ESPN2 in Phoenix. As for tonight, you're going to have a couple of Game 3 matchups with 3-seeded Atlanta hosting 6-seed Indiana at 6:30 on ESPN2, and then 2-seeded Las Vegas hosts 7-seed Seattle at 8:30. That one also on ESPN2. That will be at 8:30 right after that one wraps up. Minnesota Twins drop in their series rubber match to the Yankees 10-5 on Wednesday night. Taj Bradley gave up 7 runs over 4 innings of work. He was tagged with the loss. 2 RBI from Brooks Lee, 1 apiece from Luke Kuechel and Royce Lewis. Twins off Thursday before they welcome the Cleveland Guardians to Target Field for a 4-game weekend series that'll wrap up their 10-game homestand beginning Friday night at 7:10 with Pablo Lopez on the mound. And as we look at our family of stations here for the rest of the week, tonight, primetime sports at 6:30. Jason and I joined by Kevin Marshall, host of FCS Nation, for our weekly drive around the subdivision. Friday night, Spud Football hosts Wyzetta at 6 p.m. with Larry Knutson on the call. And then Saturday afternoon, Cobber Football, off their bye week, will be at St. Olaf with a 1 p.m. kickoff with Larry Knutson. Over on our sister station, The Flag, Jason and I, a couple of great matchups. Friday night, high school football has number 2 ranked Shanley battling Minot at 7 p.m. And then Saturday, Dragon football at Minnesota State Moorhead will be battling Wayne State with an 11 a.m. pregame and a noon kickoff with both of us on the call for that one as the Dragons try and continue their early season success. Sports This Hour brought to you by Prairie Supply. Contract the concrete experts at Prairie Supply, the contractor's headquarters. For more info, go to prairiesupply.com.
645, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Your smile is more than just your teeth. It's your confidence, your joy, your story. At Dakota Implant and Sedation Center, Dr. Matt Eaton and his compassionate team help you reclaim that smile with same-day smile transformations that truly are life-changing.
They know how hard it's been, so they make it easier with sedation, kindness, and payment options that work for you. Call the caring team at Dakota Implant and Sedation Center in Fargo or visit DakotaImplant.com. In no time, you'll be smiling like you mean it. Visit DakotaImplant.com today and start your journey towards smiling like you mean it.
We've got another fantastic concert coming up at Shields Arena on September 27th. Lee Bryce is going to be in concert, and you have a chance to nominate a first responder to win a pair of tickets to the Lee Bryce concert as well as a meet and greet.
One lucky first responder will be selected thanks to Schmidt's Gems of Fargo, your diamond destination. Nominate or register online at our website at WDAYRadioNow.com. Scroll down about halfway, you'll see the banner that says Lee Bryce Giveaway. Click on that banner and then get yourself registered or nominate a first responder out there who you think deserves to go to this. The winner is going to be selected on September 24th for the concert that is on the 27th, and you also get two tickets and a meet and greet with Lee Bryce there at Shields Arena.
All right, so we had read earlier about today, National Cheeseburger Day. There's a bunch of detail deals at restaurants. And then where the info came from was YouGov poll. They ranked the cheeseburger in the nation's sixth most popular meal, and I kind of thought that was surprising. Well, but you go to their website, and it's the most popular American dishes.
Yeah.
Hamburgers come in at number one.
Well, it's,
I always want cheese on mine. Don't give me a lame hamburger. Put some cheese on that thing.
Well, if I'm trying to watch calories, I want to save 10 calories.
Whatever. It's 110,
Well, it's 100,
actually.
Whatever. but hamburgers, I mean, if you look at the percentage based on popularity on their thing, hamburgers and french fries are tied at 86%. So, however they did their poll, so, I mean, technically, probably the most popular combo meal is going to be hamburger and fries. But it's funny because then you go number four, fried chicken, five, mashed potatoes, and a lot of people
mashed
have
potatoes.
Fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Six is
cheeseburger. Seven is hash brown. It's another variation kind of the french fried tater tot, etc.
Yeah.
Eight was finally like an actual meal, steak and a baked potato.
Hmm.
And then you had steak and fries at nine, which is still kind of similar. 10, apple pie. 11, southern style fried chicken, which is different than fried chicken. Which I don't know how much they're different because you're still doing the same thing. Corn on the cob, 12, ribs at 13, turkey sandwich, 14, tater tots, another potato variation at 15, chicken wings, 17, roast beef, chicken wings, 16, roast beef, 17, Philly cheesesteak, which I'm totally
delicious.
Totally a fan of, 18, hot dogs, 19, and chicken nuggets at 20.
This
and you
would
were like,
vary across the country because wings and nuggets are a lot more popular, especially around here.
Well, you think about boneless wings. I mean, those are nothing more than glorified chicken chunks, chicken nuggets.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mess around with messy bones.
I just don't want to waste my time trying to eat off a wing rather than just get right to the nuggets.
There you go. 648 Flatland Music Flashback coming up. 656 brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. This is kind of funny. Maybe he didn't think it was funny. He probably did not think it was funny. Mm-hmm. A singer took off on a round-the-world trip in a single-engine Cessna, forced to make an emergency landing in India, where police thought he was smuggling and spying, held in jail for 4 days before being released. Find out who it is. Flatland Music Flashback right around 6:56. We're going to be heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
So on this date in 1976, this band started a three-week run at number one with this song. It was their biggest hit. We'll find out what that song was and what band it was coming up next in Flatland Music Flashback.
Time for Flatland Music Flashback. Flatland Guitar, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs.
1961. Bobby V hits number one with Take Good Care of My Baby, a.k.a. the Babysitter Song.
No, oh, okay, I don't
maybe
think
not.
It is.
It was his first and only number one, but he had 38 top 100 songs. The 15-year-old Fargo native found his place in history when he and his band, The Shadows, filled in for a concert at the Moorhead Armory after Buddy Holly, The Big Bopper, and Richie Valens, were supposed to perform were killed in a plane crash.
Yeah, they were en route to the concert. V died in 2016 of advanced Alzheimer's disease. He was 73.
1976. Classic song by Wild Cherries started a three-week run at number one with Play That Funky Music. It was their biggest hit, and coincidentally, it started as a B-side.
Yeah, and the band was together from 1970 to 79. They had four other songs that made the Billboard Top 100, including Hot to Trot and Baby Don't You Know.
I guess I didn't really realize he was talking about living in cars.
I like this tune.
I like it, but
it's been a while since I've heard
it. To the lyrics. 1981, English new wave artist and electronic music pioneer Gary Numan took off on a round-the-world trip in a single-engine Cessna. The attempt ended after he was forced to make an emergency landing in India.
Yeah, police arrested him on suspicion of smuggling and spying. They held him for 4 days before they released him. In 1980, Cars, his debut single, reached number 9 on the Billboard charts.
What would you be spying on in India?
Sometimes that happens. There was a couple of singers, too. I can't remember who it was. Maybe Jimmy Buffett and somebody else.
There are so many people in India, you can't really see anything from up in
Jimmy
the air.
Jimmy Buffett and Bono, I think, almost got shot down because they thought they were smuggling drugs somewhere in the Caribbean many years back, too.
Jimmy Buffett probably was, but... 1983, Kiss appeared without their makeup for the first time during an interview on MTV promoting the release of their newest album, Lick It Up, which I also saw them without makeup in concert.
There you go. They have sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. Of course, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. This would be country rap.
It's a good tune. Great tune.
1993, Garth Brooks went to number one on the U.S. album chart with In Pieces. The album spent 25 weeks on the charts and sold over 6 million copies.
Five songs on the album made the top 10, including two that reached number one, American Honky Tonk Bar Association, and It Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up.
Probably something you said, Bonnie.
Probably.
Yeah. Having a birthday today, Martin Beadle, drummer with the English rock band Cutting Crew, is 64. In 1987, they topped the charts with I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight.
Love the song. If you're having a birthday today, happy birthday to you, too. I've never seen the man in a bad mood, but if you don't get downstairs and let Mr. Kinsler in, he's standing out there in the rain. He's going to look like a drowned rat, and he might actually be crabby. I doubt it. Flowers make him happy. So Don Kinsler, Lawn and Garden Radio, he's coming your way about 7:10 this morning. Join us for that. Send in your questions now. Studio at WDAYRadioNow.com or pick up the phone, give him a call, 701-293-9000. 7 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. Of course, Mr. Kinsler comes in with a smile on his face, and he even brings food in. How about that? No, the rain's not going to get him down.
You guys cannot have any. These are all mine. These Aronia berries, the muffins.
Yeah.
Oh,
he brought us a sample of those last
Don,
year.
Don, did you make
so
those?
Good. He and his wife maybe together, a team project
that
or something.
Those are so good. Those are so good.
Just
thank
out
you,
of the
Dad.
Oven, too.
Oh, beautiful.
Still warm.
Best, Mr. Kinsler.
Nice. All right. Well, that made my day better.
Exactly.
Well, we've got some rain out there on radar. In fact, we haven't seen much here, but down to the south of the FM area, Corey, one of our listeners, reported 1 inch in Rutland. Wahpeton, you've picked up about 0.3 inches. Morton, 0.85. Sonora, 0.75 inches. On the Minnesota side, Foxholm, Campbell, Rossay, between a half inch, or right around a half inch. So, heavier amounts to our south. And to our north, Grand Forks into northwest Minnesota, nothing at all, really, outside trace amounts. So, most of this along and south of 94 this morning. And we'll see these waves of rain continue this morning. I think we'll see a break this afternoon as most of the rain pivots to the west of us from Valley City, Jamestown, and southward. Those areas will see more steady rain. And highs today in the mid to upper 60s with a northeast wind of 10 to 15. Then tonight, we'll see more showers and storms move into the area from the south. They'll become a little more widespread after midnight with lows around 60. And a rainy day on Friday. Friday looks much wetter with not many breaks on Friday with highs in the mid 60s. And then Saturday, the rain pulls off to the south and east. I know we've got Westfest, the parade. We've got a concert at night. And any rain on Saturday should be very widely isolated with highs in the upper 60s. And then the sun returns on Sunday looking nice with highs in the upper 70s on Sunday. So a pretty wet forecast for the next couple of days. But again, we'll see waves of this today. We'll see dry hours as we head into the afternoon and then more redeveloping as we head towards evening.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You bet.
Weather's been brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Time now is 7:06. We've got to check on your national news. When we return, a sports update from Big Game James McCarty, then Don Kinsler, the Aronia Berry Muffin Man today, will join us to talk all
things. Do you know the Muffin Man?
Exactly. We'll join us to talk all things lawn and garden.
Don Kinsler joining us shortly to answer your lawn, garden, and tree questions. You can call in now. Get put on hold if you want. 701-293-9000. Email in studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. First of all, a quick check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Twins dropped their rubber match to the Yankees on Wednesday night. 10-5, Taj Bradley surrendered 7 runs over 4 innings. He was tagged with the loss. Brooks Lee had 2 RBI, followed by Luke Kuechel and Royce Lewis, each driving in a run apiece. Twins are off Thursday before they wrap up their 10-game homestand with a 4-game weekend series against the Cleveland Guardians. That'll begin Friday night at 7:10 with Pablo Lopez on the mound. Minnesota Lynx would find themselves in a 17-point hole in the third quarter last night of Game 2 of their WNBA quarterfinal series in Golden State. They would subsequently then outscore them by 18 points the final 18 minutes and 50 seconds of the game to win 75-74, led by Nafisa Collier's 24-point performance as they knock off the Valkyries. The Lynx punch their ticket to the WNBA semifinals, a best-of-five series that will begin later this week. With right now, we'll have games 3 between Atlanta and Indiana tonight at 6:30 on ESPN2. Then you'll also have Vegas and Seattle at 8:30 on ESPN2. On Friday night at 8 p.m. on ESPN2, you will have Phoenix hosting New York in that decisive Game 3. The rest of the week on our family of stations, Primetime Sports Night, 6:30 with Kevin Marshall, host of FCS Nation. Friday night, Spud Football Under the Lights against Wyzetta at 6 p.m. and then Cobber Football at St. Olaf Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. Larry Knutson on the call for both of those Spud and Cobber matchups. Sports this hour brought to you by Sun Electric. If you have an electrical problem, they have the power to solve it online at sunelectricnd.com.
Call now, 701-293-9000. Mr. Kinsler here to answer your questions. You can also email in studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Good morning to you, Don.
Well, good morning. Gosh, I'm enjoying the rain. I know for some farmers, this is not what they wanted.
Yeah.
But for those of us that did need it, because some parts we were getting kind of dry, actually.
Locally here in the FM area.
Locally in the
correct.
FM area. Yeah. Other areas, no. But you know, our lawns and things, we don't want them to go into fall or winter dry. And so for those of us that did need the rain, This is a nice getting moisture into plants before we see winter.
I noticed, too, like we were gone for a couple of weeks, but I noticed even the sidewalk pulling away, you know, like the grass is like shriveling up or whatever you want to say along the house.
Yeah,
our
heavy clay soil shrinks easily once it gets dry.
We've got shrinkage, people.
Yeah, we do.
It's not even cold out.
and so, of course, our lawns were starting to get that kind of grayish, green, brownish, you know.
Yeah.
So for many things, we want them to be hydrated.
Well, and you can tell the difference because, like, this summer has been just great as far as, like, my yard goes.
It has been
so green, so nice. The front yard that the neighbor usually takes care of because he's got a riding lawnmower, getting a little brown, and then there's those spots in my backyard where the spots that get more shade during the day, like the about 5 yards out from our patio, the grass along the sides by the fences and stuff like that, that was real long, but there was a big section of the yard in the middle that wasn't necessarily brown, but it had really slowed down in growth because of the lack of rain. We could still have another few weeks of growth in our yard.
Oh, definitely.
Right now, right?
In fact, we've got a couple of week window yet of good planting for trees, shrubs, perennials till the end of September. So plenty of time to visit the garden centers and get some planting in yet. And so, boy, this afternoon, you know, drizzly, not much transplant shock.
Yeah.
Might not be so pleasant for a human, but we could plant this afternoon.
Is it go time for fall grass seeding yet or not?
Yeah,
quite?
I was
gonna
ask that.
Yeah, like right now.
Okay.
Go, people. October's just around the corner.
And the cutoff is kind of now.
Okay.
But the soil's warm. And, I mean, if you just need to kind of surface spread it, which grass seed does get spread, so even though it's raining, you know, if you don't have to use a piece of equipment, but hand spread it, you know, today would be ideal.
Yeah, I've got one spot that has been gradually closing in over the summer because it just kind of does that. But there was one spot from this off season where the winter slash dog, mainly dog, I was a little bit hard on that spot of the yard. So if I get some grass seed down now.
Kind of right now. Yeah. And then if the moisture is adequate, the soil's warm, the grass seed will sprout quickly and establish enough before winter sets in. The option, if you just can't do it now, another option is to dormant seed. Uh-huh. And that's to wait to spread it right before the lasting snow is forecast to stay, such as November, maybe.
What's the success rate will be,
It's actually pretty good. Some people swear by that.
Really?
I kind of like to plant it like now when you can actually see it germinate and see it grow.
We like to watch things, don't we?
Mm-hmm. We do. We do. But many people have had good success that dormant seeding right before snow flies, and then next spring the seed will be in place. Ready to go.
I don't know what their issue is, but I saw a house like a couple blocks from us. They blew up their entire lawn like maybe 2-3 years ago. I see they did it again. The front segment on the berm.
They didn't literally blow it up.
Well, dynamite.
Breaking news: explosion in Moorhead.
Like, why would you take such extreme measures? How bad does your yard have to be for you to like the
About 50%. You know, they usually indicate actually that if your grass is 50% weeds and less than 50% good grass, you may as well like glyphosate the whole thing and start over.
Is that like Roundup?
That's the original Roundup.
So that may be what they do. How long do you have to wait to plant then?
As glyphosate has no soil carryover, so as soon as the vegetation is dead, brown dead, then you could go ahead and seed grass. So that may be what your neighbors are doing.
Okay, and maybe they're in the business and they know what they're doing. But I'm just like, you just blew your lawn up like 2-3 years ago. Yeah, I don't know.
Good time to fertilize also. You know, again, when it's actually raining, your fertilizer, granular fertilizer kind of gums up in the hopper. I actually finished fertilizing last night with the rain coming. Mm-hmm. A perfect time to fertilize. Fertilizing this time of year is really important on your grass. Mm-hmm. Really important. That gives it the nutrition to get good deep roots, fill out sideways, and that helps next year's lawn health greatly.
What about, I'm starting to see mums popping up in the stores and garden centers. Are those perennial or annuals?
Well, mums are perennial. You know, I hesitated a little, you know, mums themselves are perennial, but they tend to be a tender type perennial. Now, the ones that are sold in the big pots, we enjoy them on our steps, you know, for decoration and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you may as well try to plant them in your perennial garden if you want. They're very iffy. Give them a winter protection. If you actually want perennial mums in your perennial garden, they should be planted in May. Garden centers do sell perennial mums. There are certain types. University of Minnesota developed a couple of good, great mums, but they need to be planted in the spring of the year, May, so that they have the entire growing season to establish and so they can come back each year. The big decorative ones that are sold now, you know, enjoy them.
They're
if you want to try them in your perennial garden, you don't have anything to lose. Give them some good leaf cover or straw cover over winter and see if they come back.
Or maybe bring them inside and enjoy them for a couple of months in the, you know.
As long as we're talking about those two, those big potted mums are thirsty. They need water.
Yeah.
A common thing that goes wrong with them is if you forget to water them and the blossoms wilt, sometimes they don't come back very well. Mm. So once a day, good watering on those and to keep them in nice bloom.
Oh, of course. My wife, big zinnia fan. We've got a number of zinnias planted in the backyard.
I love zinnias.
They're beautiful.
So we've got this one little kind of spot we kind of developed this summer in the middle of the backyard along the fence line where they're growing, and they've been growing really well. Once they kind of took off, they grew really well. Is there anything we need to do with those, especially as we enter fall? Do we need to cut all those back? Can we leave that? I mean, what's the plan going into next year with that same flower bed?
Yeah, zinnias are a wonderful annual, meaning you plant them in the spring, they blossom, and then they don't winter over. Mm-hmm. So you plant them, you have a couple of options. You can direct seed them in May, mm-hmm. you know, just plant the seed out into the flower bed, or you can start them early, which is what I do. Mm-hmm. Start them early, middle of April or so, indoors under lights, or buy plants at the garden center. And then, so what to do now? Zinnias can, this time of year, start getting some foliage disease. So after frost has killed them, pull the plants out and discard.
It's a mess if you leave plants in that need to, like, hostas too. Like, I made that mistake one year. Like, I didn't want, just left them, and then over the, they get mushy in the spring.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Bonnie, because most perennial flowers are a winter best if the above ground portions are left intact over winter. They winter better. But you mentioned hosta. There are four types that where you should cut them back in the fall after frost. One is hosta.
Okay.
Otherwise, they're just mushy next
spring. Yeah, that's what happened to me. Yeah.
Also, iris, same thing.
Okay.
Daylily, and then peony. Peony is also for disease. So those that should be cut back after frost, your hosta, iris, daylily, and peonies.
And you're driving me crazy because I was waiting for a while. He brought in aronia berries again. Tis
aronia
the
berry muffins.
For aronia berries.
Aronia berries are inside muffins. Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Yeah, and fresh out of the oven.
Exactly.
Aronia berries, gosh, they make a wonderful muffin, a healthy berry, easy to grow. Nice landscape shrub. You only need one. Our one plant has so far, we've harvested 8 ice cream buckets, and we got a few more to go.
Very good. Wow.
They ripen in September.
And they are delicious. All right, Don, time always goes too fast with you. Thanks for coming in studio.
Yes, thank you, guys. You guys are all so good to me, and thanks, everyone, for listening.
You bet. We got a couple more weeks left of Lawn and Garden Radio. I believe next week we have Jill Patry, Clay County Extension Horticulture Educator, and then Don will be back with us the following week. 7/22, bird flu returns to North Dakota. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel has details straight ahead. We don't want her to feel left out. Mr. Kinsler also leaving an aronia berry muffin for our sweet Bridget Riedel. Good morning to you, Bridget.
Morning, folks, and a big shout out. Thank you, Don. Really appreciate it.
He heard you. He gave you your welcome sign.
Good. He said I'll never let him forget it because I always introduce him as the Don Kinsler. I do all my own stunts, Kinsler. So at least he's healed up. No more chainsaws and ladders.
We've established that. That's too funny.
Okay, one thing that we haven't been able to establish is a complete and total wipeout of the avian bird flu found in North Dakota and South Dakota turkey flocks. We had a recent outbreak at a Dickey County flock here in North Dakota, and also another with 55,000 birds involved in Falk County, South Dakota. The situation is this: as we see migratory birds shifting through the region, which is not uncommon as we watch those bird patterns happening right now, we will in fact see some increases in bird flu. Most producers have gotten so much better. I shouldn't even say most. I think all producers have gotten so much better when it comes to biosecurity and preventing the intermingling of the wild birds as well as your commercial flocks. So we aren't going to see these instances happen as often anymore, but it does still exist. We still will see bird flu out there that will happen from time to time, and hopefully not overly affecting us as we get closer to that Thanksgiving market time where we're going to be buying our turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what that looks like. Now, conditions for pastures have certainly improved. We are seeing much better condition overall. About only 30% of the range in pasture land in the U.S. is considered poor to very poor. That's a big step up. For a long time, especially since 2019, we've watched pasture conditions deteriorate due to drought and so much more. And because of that, we saw a lot of number of head of cattle sold off. And we currently have the lowest amount of cattle on herd in the United States that we've ever had. We're still very, very efficient at producing beef per animal, but seeing pastures in good shape does allow us to have a rebound on the number of head that we have available, which could long-term help us lower the price of beef currently at the grocery store. It's just going to take some time to get there. So we'll wait to watch what that looks like. And we've had that break in the action for cattle overall, meaning that they're not necessarily on feedlot as much as they're out on pasture. Calving's over. It's been a leisurely time of year. But we got to watch out for summer pneumonia. Calves can get pneumonia. If you have herds that fought scours earlier on in the season, and that would be known as diarrhea, or you had a calving season that lasted 3 months or longer, or if you brought orphan calves from other farms that could have been sick. It's like sending kids off to daycare and they bring something home, right?
Yeah.
You bring in a calf to the herd that may have brought pneumonia with. Things to look for, calves can actually look kind of depressed. Usually they're bright and perky, but if they look tired and drowsy or not interested in running around with their herd mates, if they isolate themselves and try to lie away from other places so they can get some rest, they're not eating, they kind of shrink up. If they cough, if they have nasal discharge, because calves can have runny noses. In fact, that's clear signs that you probably have summer pneumonia happening with those calves.
Interesting.
Calves, they can run fevers, and they can have difficult breathing. Calves, cattle can't sweat, but they can show some of those other signs that they are ill and not feeling well. So, yes, we're going to keep an eye out for that, especially because weaning is coming soon. We'll talk about that over the next couple of weeks for these animals. And that's going from the low-stress summer pasture. It was playtime, you know, kind of like summer vacation. That's over, and things are about to change on the ranch.
Yeah. Rude awakening.
Yes, it is. We're going to do what? So, yeah, there'll be some of that discussion. Other discussions will include on Weather and Ag in Focus today. We'll be joined by Alex Richards from Maple River Grain and Agronomy. Maple River Grain and Agronomy is one of our sponsors for our suicide awareness for the month of September. And we want to reiterate that we'll be talking about resources and ideas to help those with experiences in depression, anxiety, and so much more. Mm-hmm. Right now, as we hear the headlines, particularly in regards to soybeans and low commodity prices overall, we know that the toll that is taking economically on farmers. And even though cattle prices are great, that doesn't mean that the stress has been reduced. And so we're going to talk about those things and how we can help on Weather and Ag in Focus. And secondly, we'll be joined by Heather Venega. She wrote a book on farm transition. It's called The Bible, the Barn, and the Back 40. And Heather's going to introduce us to that book, as that may help some of you who are making these plans of what will happen differently on my farm in the next couple of years. And maybe you're a little concerned about your stress level over it, too.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was from you or for something else I saw. Aren't commodity prices kind of down right about now?
Tremendously so. So without bids coming in from China due to tariffs and so forth, we really are looking at not making money on soybeans. And our soybean production region traditionally ships on rail west to the Pacific Northwest to go to specifically China and other Asian markets. China's a big player for us. And without getting their bids for soybeans, the rest of the world isn't quite able to make up the difference on what we want to sell in order to have good pricing in the marketplace. Currently, China is doing a lot of strategic moves with Brazil, and they're looking to take more product from them than they are from us.
Well, when we talked about, you know, probably back in January when they're talking about tariffs, et cetera, I mean, I know a lot of farmers might already, they might just kind of predominantly deal in soybeans. That might be their cash crop.
Right.
So when those talks came up, were there farmers up here in North Dakota, South Dakota, over in Minnesota a little bit, that switch some of their acres from soybeans to either corn or wheat or something else that maybe would have a better return on profit?
In some cases, yes. Here was the thing. We had these talks back in January, so you probably already had locked in your seed. You had your fertility plans out in the field. So it's a little more difficult to make a fast switch away from soybeans. Also, we went through this in 2018. Things did somewhat turn around. We had a government program that helped farmers out in the short term, and this has gotten far worse than that situation. I think things have deteriorated further than expected. Last Friday, I had the gentleman in from the North Dakota Soybean Council and North Dakota Soybean Growers, Justin Sherlock and Jim Thompson, and they talked about the fact that you have some farmers right now, in regards to their operating loans, they may only have weeks for this to turn around and for them to have an answer on what will happen to their farm for next year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So keep that in mind. Ask a lot of questions and make sure your neighbors are doing okay. Mm-hmm. And if you have further things that you want to share with me or ask about, you can email me ag@flagfamily.com.
Very good. Thank you, Bridget.
Thanks, kids.
You bet. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. It's 7:32. 7:35. Time now for a check on our forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
And we've got some rain out there this morning, and some of that in Southern Valley has been on the heavier side, where areas around Morton over towards Sonora picking up just under an inch, Wahpeton a third of an inch, Foxholm, Campbell, Rossay, half inch. Areas out around Rutland, one of our listeners, Corey, calling in with an inch of rain there. So the heaviest rain to the south of that 94 corridor. And anything north of the 94 corridor, really not seeing much at all. And we're going to see these showers kind of pivot in from the east and southeast throughout the afternoon. Now, we'll see a break towards lunchtime, and then we'll dry things out a little bit, but still west of the valley, probably an all-day rain. And then more showers and storms redevelop as we head towards evening. Highs today about 67, northeast winds 10 to 15. Showers and thundershowers become a little more widespread after midnight tonight with lows around 60. And then a rainy day on Friday, 66 for a high. But then that rain exits the area on Saturday, And we'll have just a few isolated leftover showers with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. And the sun returns on Sunday. Sunday, the pick day of the weekend for sure, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. So kind of a split weekend. We've got rain before that. Heaviest rain is going to occur, again, south of that 94 corridor, where some areas along the South Dakota border and Minnesota could see 2+ inches of rain easily before this is all said and done. I think we'll see about a half inch to about an inch and a quarter here in the FM area before all is said and done.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You bet.
Weather's brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated since 1979 with three convenient Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. Time is now 7:37. We're going to have a quick check on your national news. Big Game James McCarty's back with your WDAY sports update, and then Dean returns for your 3-degree guarantee.
7:41, Big Game James McCarty is here now with your WDAY radio sports.
Last night, the Minnesota Twins dropping their rubber match to the Yankees by a score of 10-5. Taj Bradley gave up 7 runs over 4 innings. He was tagged with the loss. Brooks Lee, 2 RBI, followed by Luke Kuechel and Royce Lewis, also driving in a run apiece. Twins are off Thursday before beginning a 4-game weekend series to wrap up their 10-game homestand against the Cleveland Guardians on Friday night. First pitch will be at 7:10 with Pablo Lopez on the mound. Minnesota Lynx going to look ahead as they overcame a 17-point deficit to Golden State to win 75-74 last night, knocking off the Valkyries in both games of that best-of-three series. 24 points from Nafisa Collier, Kayla McBride with 18, Bridget Carlton, Dejani Carrington also with in double figures. So the Lynx off to the WNBA semifinals, the best-of-five series that will begin later on this week. The other WNBA postseason series saw Phoenix defeat New York. Really, they rolled them last night, 86-60. That decisive Game 3 will be Friday night at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. And tonight, a couple of Game 3s in the opening round with Atlanta hosting Indiana at 6:30 on ESPN2, followed up by the nightcap, which is Las Vegas hosting Seattle at 8:30 on ESPN2. The rest of the week on our family of stations, we're looking towards primetime sports tonight at 6:30. Kevin Marshall, host of FCS Nation, joins us for a weekly conversation surrounding the subdivision. Then Friday night, under the lights, Spud Football returns home as they take on that squad from Wayzata. 6 p.m. kickoff for that. Cobber Football fresh off a bye at St. Olaf on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. with Larry Knutson on the call. And over on our sister station, The Flag, we'll have high school football Friday night with number 2 ranked Shanley battling Minot at 7 p.m. And then Minnesota State Moorhead Dragon football hosting Wayne State Saturday, an 11 a.m. pregame with a noon kickoff with Jason and I on the call for that one. Final thing of note in sports this hour, we know that the Vikings without a handful of players, but optimism as Christian Darrisaw, their left tackle, he participated fully in practice yesterday along with Jeff Okuda, who's a cornerback who missed last week's game. He was a full participant in practice. Unfortunate thing of note is former Bison offensive lineman Cody Mauch. He is done for the year for the Buccaneers, sustained a knee injury of sorts that we have not gotten clarification on that Monday night football win. So hopefully we'll have more info on that here in the next handful of days. Sports this hour brought to you by Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, your best price leader in the region. Find your next vehicle at valleyimports.com.
7:44, Chief Meteorologist Dean Mysaki with your 3-degree guarantee straight ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dean Mysaki working his way down the hallway on this rainy day. I haven't heard any. I know he said that there were some maybe thunder showers that would be moving through the metro, and maybe they did, but I didn't hear any thunder. Did you?
I have not heard any thunder, but that doesn't mean it didn't. That doesn't
mean
it
scared
didn't,
me.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen, though.
Yeah, that's true too. Did
there was some thunder that just walked in the room?
Yeah.
Are there any thunderstorms out there?
Did we have any here locally? Any rumbles?
Locally,
of thunder?
No. South of here, there was a few claps of thunder, but. I'll tell you, some impressive rainfall totals are coming into our south along the South Dakota border into Minnesota. We're up to an inch already has fallen this morning. Now, they're getting a break along the South Dakota border. Now, that is drifting north into the 94 corridor, and that will continue to press to the north and northwest as we head into the late morning, early afternoon. I think we'll see a break in the action. And then more develops later in the day. So kind of in and out. We'll see waves of this come through with some dry hours mixed in. But 3-degree guarantee. Going back to yesterday, forecasted 78.
Yes.
And we hit 76.
Good job.
So we're streaking again. Are we streaking again?
No, that's 76 trombones in the big parade. We don't streak at 76.
That, How many days in a row?
That's three. I don't know where you're going. I don't know where you're going.
I had a different streak on my mind.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You always do.
Your mind's always in the
She's
gutter.
She's like, are you boys going streaking? Just cackling.
Like, your mind's in the gutter.
Like you're evil waiting.
Yeah. Anytime now you guys can go.
I can go model my Speedo for you if you'd like.
I've seen that more times than probably any other person.
Today we're going to go 67. 67 for today's 3-degree guarantee with on and off showers throughout the day. Again, we'll see some dry hours mixed in, but just kind of a blah day. Not a day you want to make a tea time. Let's just leave it at that.
No.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You got it.
Your 3-degree guarantee of 67 is brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
All right. There's a charity event taking place tomorrow at a local car wash, and we will talk about that coming up next. 10 minutes in front of 8, just got a Facebook message from Shane, one of our listeners, telling us there is an accident. Looks like a semi tipped over southbound I-29, blocking the whole road by Main Avenue. So heads up for that. Likely backing up traffic. You might want to find an alternate route. Mentioned there is a charity day event coming up tomorrow at a car wash right here in Fargo. Tidal Wave Auto Spas 17th annual charity event is tomorrow from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. During the event, Tidal Wave will donate 100% of wash proceeds to local charities and nonprofits, a way we can all help out.
Yep. Like you said, Bonnie, during the event, Tidal Wave is going to donate 100% of wash proceeds to local charities and nonprofit. Anybody who buys a car wash from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday will get a beef hot dog for free. And good old SpongeBob SquarePants will be running around the grounds, so you can go check out SpongeBob. It'll be fun for the kids. We've got music playing through the speakers, and it's going to be at the Tidal Wave Car Wash between Walgreens and Red Lobster, right there off of 13th Avenue. It's over by the bookstore, etc., kitty corner from West Acres. And so if you want to go check them out, Tidal Wave Auto Spa, 4207 13th Avenue South in Fargo.
All right. Federal Reserve did lower interest rates. We will talk about that and your money in markets coming up next. 7:55, checking out your money in markets. Opening bell rings this morning on Wall Street after stocks closed mixed yesterday. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 260 points, S&P 500 fell by 6, and the NASDAQ was down 72.
Huge news. Huge, huge. The Federal Reserve is cutting interest rates for the first time in 9 months. It's been a long, hard 9 months, Bonnie.
I saw some stories that people were rushing to get home loans, so it is a big deal.
Well, it is, but at the same time, home loans and those mortgage rates have still been higher than they were last time I refinanced.
House prices
they're
are
like
expensive
doubled
too.
Yeah. The Fed cut rates by 0.25% on Wednesday. It comes as President Trump has called for the central bank to lower rates for months. The majority of policymakers have said they want 2 more rate cuts this year, and what I've read is that they made this rate cut because of the work, the jobs reports have come out and they've come down pretty low. So they're trying to decrease the interest rates and hopefully kind of help that balance itself out.
And we were talking to Brian Cronk, managing partner of Collins and Cronk, yesterday, as we do every Wednesday at 7:45. He didn't think they were necessary. We're spending money, and the reports have been showing that. But nonetheless, that's the way it goes. Bank of America is increasing its minimum wage to $25 an hour while promising to hire 10,000 military veterans over the next 5 years. The bank announced the move yesterday, noting it was looking for long-term career-minded talent. In addition to hiring veterans, the company also says it will increase hiring from community colleges. That's good. Interesting.
Do you know what the annual rate is if you make $25 an hour and you work a typical 40-hour work week?
Like $50,000 a year, is that what you're asking me?
Yep. Yeah, so I mean,
it's like double what the hourly wage is.
Yeah, so I mean, it is a decent, obviously, rate.
Coming right out of a community college.
Yeah, if you come out of a community college,
that's
great.
That's good money.
You know, it's still one of those things where is it enough to be able to finance buying a home? That remains to be seen. Meta, your parent company of Facebook, et cetera, is unveiling their new $800 Ray-Ban display glasses. Company's first consumer-ready smart glasses with a built-in display. I have not seen the images of these yet, Bonnie. CEO Mark Zuckerberg showed off the new AI-powered accessory on Wednesday. The glasses have a display that can be controlled with hand gestures linked through a wristband They go on sale at the end of the month.
Those are fancier than I need or want. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you get scratched, they're basically wrecked. You know, you drop them, they fall.
I've seen the glasses where you can either play music to them because somehow that.
I mean, they look cool.
At the back of the glasses, they kind of somehow have a speaker built in, also kind of rattles your brain or something. Mm-hmm. So that way you can get the really good quality sound without being super loud to others. So
there you go.
Interesting.
We, the public, may disagree, but Live Nation's CEO says concert ticket prices, the concerts are still underpriced. Michael Rapino compared the cost of attending a concert or sporting events while speaking at CNBC Sport and Boardroom's Game Plan conference yesterday. He said the average concert ticket price is $72. Mm. And he says, try going to a Lakers game for that. Well,
Lakers are also in Los Angeles, and it's the Lakers. So, I mean, they're a premium product to get tickets to.
Well, but Timberwolves probably isn't. I mean, they're probably cheaper, but they're not cheap either.
No, they're not cheap either, especially if they always think about it as going as a family of four. But just think about two tickets. And the thing is, too, where are you getting the tickets? Are you in the upper level, which are more affordable? You're trying to get the better seats. Those are more expensive. I mean, it's the way that seats to sporting events have trended over the years.
And where is that concert? Do you have to drive to it? Do you have to stay in a hotel or an Airbnb? Are you having to go out to eat? Or is that part of your, you know, experience? Yeah. But we disagree with you, Mr. Live Nation. They're overpriced already.
They've been overpriced for a while. I mean, when it used to be you could get a general admission ticket to a concert back in the day in the 90s, and it was $20, $25, maybe $40 a piece at most. That was expensive at the time, and they've just continued to go up. So $72, I mean, you might be in nosebleed seats. You're going to be all the way up in the upper deck for a Taylor Swift concert here in Fargo, and I don't even know if $72 would get you in the upper deck at the Fargo Dome.
Yeah. All right, coming up 8:10 this morning, we're going to head up the road to the University of North Dakota, talk to the director of UND's music therapy program. They decommissioned it in 2016, but they have reinstated it. It is back. They have 9 students enrolled, and we're going to find out the benefits of music therapy. Carly Flogin will be joining us to talk much more about it. Rain out there again. Heads up, we did have a report of a semi that tipped over southbound I-29 at Main Avenue. So heads up if you're traveling through that area, want to be aware of that. Maybe detour around if you can. And thanks to Shane for sending in that report. 8:00, we are WDAY Fargo. It's raining, it's pouring somewhere. There's probably an old man snoring, Wysocki. Was it you? You look like you just woke up.
You mean a little while.
Am I old? I don't know. Some
would
say I'm old.
We are all old if you think
We're
about it.
We're older.
Like, how the heck did this age happen?
Older.
Now, imagine, and wiser, okay, some of us.
Okay, imagine when our parents were our age and we looked at them. Did we say, man, they're old?
I remember moving away to college and my dad probably was like 54. I thought my dad was going to be high stress and just, you know, angry or whatever. I thought he was going to die of a heart attack. Here he is like 40 years later, 96 years old. And he's still, but in his mid 50s, I thought, you know, I'm going to move away to college. Dad's going to die. And here we are 40 years later and he's still
crazy.
Doing well.
good. Well, the weather not so well, if you will. We've got some rain, and there's been some heavy rain along the South Dakota border there from Morton, Sonora, Foxholm, Campbell, Rossay, half inch to an inch in those areas. And now that rain band has lifted north into the 94 corridor, so we're seeing those showers, and they'll continue to lift in a north-northwesterly direction around an area of low pressure that's situated in South Dakota. Now, after this morning wave goes through, I think we'll see a break as we head into the afternoon. I'm not saying we're going to see sunshine, but we'll see the precip shut off, and then we'll see more showers and thundershowers develop as we head towards evening. Highs today about 67 with a northeast wind 10 to 15. More showers and thundershowers overnight tonight with lows around 60 and more general rain on your Friday. Friday looks like a wet one with highs around the mid 60s. So if you got a tea time today or tomorrow, good luck. Saturday though, the rain does push off to the south and east. I know a lot going on this weekend. We have West Fest, the parade. We've got the outdoor concert. And by Saturday afternoon, conditions should start to improve. Still cool, highs in the upper 60s, and then the pick day of the weekend, Sunday, looks phenomenal. Looks like a great day with sunshine and highs in the upper 70s. So we got to hang on till Sunday before we see some better weather around here.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You got it.
It is 8:05. We had a message about 15 minutes ago, 10, 15 minutes ago from Shane reporting an accident. Semi tipped over southbound I-29, was blocking the whole road by Main Avenue. But we can see traffic here flowing at our studios. Yeah. I mean, granted, we're closer to 32nd, but traffic flowing.
We're also closer to the interchange between 29 and 94.
That is true, too. So hopefully that situation.
If you're by Main and you're stuck, well, you know, that's too bad.
Yeah, detour around if you need to go that way. Just pay attention. All right, a chance to nominate a first responder who could win a pair of tickets and a meet and greet with Lee Bryce, that concert coming up at Shields Arena on September 27th. You can go to WDAYRadioNow.com to get somebody nominated.
Yeah, one lucky first responder will be selected thanks to Schmidt's Gems of Fargo, your diamond destination. You can nominate or register online at our website, WDAYRadioNow.com. Scroll down about halfway down, find the Lee Bryce banner. The Lee Bryce giveaway banner. Click on that, submit your information, either nominate someone or register yourself for a chance to win. The winner is going to be selected on September 24th. That'll be next Wednesday. Concert is, I believe, next Saturday, the 27th at Shields Arena. So get someone nominated or register yourself today.
Music can be very healing. Music therapy program is back at the University of North Dakota. We'll get all the details on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. It is 8:07, time for your national news from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. Coming up shortly, we're going to get details on the return of UND's music therapy program. First of all, a quick check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Last night, the Minnesota Lynx found themselves in a 45-28 hole with 8 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter against the Golden State Valkyries before they kicked it down into gear, and they would outscore them by what would be 3 points in the rest of that quarter, and then they would outscore them 26-11 in the fourth quarter and out to a edged-out 75-74 victory led by 24 points from Nafisa Collier, 18 from Kayla McBride, 12 from Bridget Carlton, and 11 off the bench from DeJohnny Carrington. The Lynx win that best-of-three series 2-0 as they await their opponent for the WNBA semifinals best-of-five series that will begin later on this weekend. Other matchups in the WNBA quarterfinals postseason, you had four-seeded Phoenix rolling five-seeded New York, 86-60 last night, five players in double figures for the Mercury. Game 3, that decisive Game 3, will be Friday night at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. As for this evening, you're going to have a pair of Game 3 matchups with 3-seeded Atlanta hosting 6-seed Indiana, and then 2-seeded Las Vegas hosting 7-seeded Seattle. The winner of those two series will have an opportunity to square off in the semifinal series. 6:30, Atlanta and Indiana square off. 8:30 is when the tip-off is scheduled for Las Vegas and Seattle. Both of those will be on ESPN2 this evening. On the diamond last night, the Minnesota Twins dropped in their rubber match to the New York Yankees. 10-5, Taj Bradley gave up 7 runs over 4 innings. He was tagged with the loss. Brooks Lee had 2 RBI, followed by a run driven in apiece by both Luke Kuechel and Royce Lewis. Twins have an off day today, which the more we look outside, the more I think is probably a good thing that they have a scheduled off day today, as we will begin a 4-game weekend series against the Cleveland Guardians Friday night to wrap up that 10-game homestand, a 7:10 first pitch Friday evening for the Twins and Guardians. The rest of the week on our family of stations, we have first tonight, 6:30, Primetime Sports. We'll be joined by FCS Nation host Kevin Marshall for our weekly conversation around the subdivision. Friday night, Spud Football at 6 p.m. when they host Wayzata with Larry Knutson on the call here. And then Cobber Football Saturday afternoon at St. Olaf, 1 p.m. kickoff with Larry Knutson on the call. Our sister station, The Flag, has number 2 ranked Shanley battling Minot in high school football Friday night at 7 p.m. And then Dragon Football NSIC bout as Minnesota State Moorhead battles Wayne State in Moorhead at noon on Saturday with an 11 a.m. pregame with Jason and I on the call for that one. Also on the gridiron, we have an awesome Third Drop Coffee Coach's Corner podcast with Cobber Football Head Coach Terry Rand, Spud Football Head Coach Kevin Feeney. Our very own Greg Bird is the host of that podcast. Each week, you find a new episode at 8 a.m. on Wednesdays on our website under WDAYRadioNow.com underneath that podcast tab. Thank you to our sponsors, Third Drop Coffee in Moorhead, Brady Service Center, and Cambridge Foss Concrete for making that possible. Great podcast that went up yesterday morning. If you have got a little bit of free time, lunch, maybe you're in the vehicle or you're just waiting for Spud and or Cobber football this weekend, tune it on. It's about a half hour long, and they talk about a bye week for the Cobbers, a tough loss as they try and stay optimistic this week for the Spuds as they return home, and, of course, quarterback play from both of those programs.
814, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. When you're going to talk music therapy, you better do your homework. Have a song that triggers memory. And this is what I came up with, my AI overview. One of the songs, Stand By Me, Benny King. Of course, What a Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Judy Garland. Many that can trigger memories, especially for those maybe having memory issues. UND has brought back their music therapy program. We want to learn more about that. Carly Floggen is director of UND's music therapy program. She's joining us now on Bonnie and Friends. Good morning to you, Carly.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And not just memory problems. There's other ways in which music can heal. So tell us about UND's music therapy program. I know it just came back after, what, a nine-year hiatus?
Yes. Yeah. So the program was paused in 2016. And last year, I was hired to complete all the administration and apply for all the approvals to run our program in the best way and prepare students for professional life out as a music therapist in the U.S. And now we have our first cohort. Our cohort is of nine, and they're all excellent students ready to take on the world and expand the profession of music therapy.
What kind
But you're
of,
so right. Music, yeah. Oh, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, like, what kinds of things do you learn to help people, I guess, heal or deal with what they're dealing with through a music therapy program?
Yeah, so it's really fascinating because it's so wide-ranging what music therapy can help support in terms of healthcare. We have supports and tools and techniques built in for people who need motor skill development, cognitive skills, social skills, emotional skills. The list goes on and on. Really any domain that you can address in a healthcare setting, a music therapist can support. So we're really looking at what are their non-musical needs, and so maybe that is emotional expression, or maybe that is opportunities to practice self-advocacy, or maybe that is distraction from a medical procedure. But what a lot of people may not realize is that music therapists can also help on really functional day-to-day tasks as well. So say a person is working on their foundational attention skills, like sustained attention, how long we can attend to a task, or selective attention, how we can hear stimuli out in the world and then correctly respond to it. A music therapist can create a music task or experience, we call them therapeutic music experiences, that help the client to practice those skills in a motivating and fun way, but they're still ultimately working on the non-musical skill and hopefully working on the ability to generalize that to their life outside of the music therapy session.
No, Carly.
So just to,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, my.
Oh, I was just going to say, just to cap that up and go, sorry, give a little example how a music therapist might build that into a music task. Say there's a song that the client really likes, and you give the client two separate instruments and tell them, okay, we're going to be working on selective attention or don't, tell them, depending on the client. And then the music therapist would go through and tell the client, when you hear this sound, you'll play the drum. When you hear a knock on the guitar, you'll play the jingle bell. And then the music therapist can increase or decrease the difficulty by either putting those sounds and cues at expected places or putting them at unexpected places. And the client has to listen carefully while listening to a song that is fun and engaging, but still being able to pick out and isolate those specific sounds that the music therapist is embedding, thus practicing the non-musical skill of selective attention.
Mm. Okay. Now, my first question, Carly, is maybe this is probably basic, but is this a program, the music therapy program, is this something that is not confined to, but is this music majors doing this, or are these like psychology majors up there, or is it kind of a combination of both? Because obviously being able to get deeper into the music, you normally you're going to have a music major, you know, be a part of that. But at the same time, with what you're doing and using it to either motivate, to calm, to work on attention, etc., is this something that is more in that in the psychology field? So, which type of majors are part of this program?
Oh, such a great question. So the music therapy major is its own major, but we are housed within the music department.
Mm-hmm.
I like to answer this question by saying that music therapists kind of fit into three over or three categories of skills or profession types. We're musicians, we're healthcare workers, and we're scientists. Mm-hmm. We're musicians, clinicians, and scientists. So their studies, their coursework, are first rooted in musicianship so that they can practice the musical skills to get to the point where they don't think about them in a clinical setting. If you're working with a client and responding to an acute need, you don't want to be thinking about your pitch or what chord you're playing on the guitar. You want to be able to think critically and think clinically. Mm-hmm. So there's that aspect. We strengthen our music skills so we can do that. And then we're also scientists. So we are taking research classes, neuroscience and music, psychological foundations of music learning, and a lot of psychology classes. Mm-hmm. Music therapy majors take so much psychology that there's just one or two more classes. They become a psych minor because how the mind works is, of course, so directly related.
How long is the program then? Is it part of a four-year degree or how long does it last?
Yeah, it is a four-year degree, and then we're across the U.S., music therapists are required to do a six-month internship and then take a board certification exam.
Okay.
So when you graduate, they're getting hours towards that internship.
Mm-hmm. So you have a music therapy degree then when you graduate, or it could be a combination of degrees?
It's a music therapy degree. You can graduate with a psych minor if you do a couple extra classes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Awesome.
That makes sense. Now, Carly, I see in kind of our list of potential questions stuff, and this is something that's kind of near and dear to my heart, where it says, you know, give some examples of how this program can help and benefit patients. And the example used in some of the questions in the prep was an Alzheimer's patient. I've known an in-law with Alzheimer's. I worked on an Alzheimer's unit when I was in my college and grad school days. And obviously those people, it feels like there are certain times when you get that actual authentic person. Otherwise, a lot of times they're very confused and not really truly themselves. So is it something as simple that maybe a song from their youth or their past can kind of help trigger memories or kind of get that connection going back to their memory that they're having trouble kind of being able to recall things, et cetera? I mean, that's kind of a very broad definition of Alzheimer's, but I mean, is it something that can trigger past memories or kind of help the patient that way?
Yeah, so there's a lot of science behind this question, and definitely music can bring back memories. One of the reasons why is because music is so tied to many different associations, right? So we can pull up different sensory information because music is multimodal in its nature. It's auditory, it's visual, it's usually combined with an emotional component in the memory. So we have that, and then we have this underlying neuroscience understanding that our musical networks are heavily embedded and recruited throughout the entire brain. So there's not a lot of other stimuli in the world or tasks that can recruit as many areas of the brain that music can. Music kind of takes the cake for being the ultimate, the top for that. And so when we have a memory that's tied to music, it's pretty easy to facilitate a session where we bring up that music and then use it as a way to provide reality orientation and also connection to self for an Alzheimer's patient.
Well, and that is so true, because how many times have we in our lives, we hear an old song from back in our college days or it's a certain point of our life, and it not only brings back that memory, but it brings back those emotions as well associated with that memory.
Definitely. Exactly.
Well,
music is such a human trait. It's so important to all of us.
You bet. And it's exciting that the music therapy program has been brought back to the University of North Dakota after a nearly 10-year pause. And you guys are bringing in a big hitter where we can come up to a free presentation to learn more about music and health. Tell us about it, Carly.
Yes. So we have invited Dr. Daniel Levitin to come present a lecture next Tuesday, September 23rd at 7 p.m. in the Hughes Fine Arts Center in Grand Forks. And he is so incredible. He is a neuroscientist, a musician, a researcher, an author of several best-selling books. And a lot of his work sits in that beautiful sweet spot of neuroscience and music intersections. And we've had so much, we, music therapists, have had so much support from the neuroscientist community, as a lot of their research has supported what we do and provided provided a why or how for the benefits that we were anecdotally witnessing. And so having Dr. Levitin come and explain some of the science behind why music therapy is so effective will be really helpful for the community in terms of understanding what this healthcare profession can provide.
Yeah, and like I said, a big hitter. He even maps Sting's brain, Sting of the Police, his brain while listening to and creating music, I understand.
Yeah. So he's done a ton of stuff in his neuroscience lab in the realms of cognitive music neuroscience. So he's worked with Sting. He's also done a lot of work just as a musician and a consultant on albums in general. He's had a ton of big names that he's interacted with and is very well respected throughout not only the science community, but the music community as well. So he's the perfect person to come and represent the start of music therapy.
Yeah, exciting. And again, free. You guys can go check it out. It's next Tuesday, 7:30 p.m., the Hughes Fine Arts Center. Definitely. On the campus of University of North Dakota, correct?
7 o'clock.
Oh, 7 o'clock. Okay. My note told me 7:30. Yeah, I want to make sure we got the right time. Under 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Yep.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And so exciting. Exactly. Carly, thanks for your time. We're super excited for you guys. And hopefully we'll double or triple or get more students, more people find out that the music therapy program is back. You'll have more enrolled probably maybe next semester or next year. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here this morning. Appreciate
it. You bet. Carly Flaggen, director of UND's music therapy program. It is 8:26. We're going to be heading back to the American Ag Network shortly. Janae in the studio now with us. Coffee Club is going to be coming up next, and I'm going to be co-hosting this morning. Are you ready for me?
Girls, yes, it's been a minute.
Okay.
We'll have a good time. We always do.
We will. What are we doing today besides monkeying around?
Today, so there's music at Sweet Shots tonight, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be in DJ's Lounge. Yes. Sophie is going to be there, and I believe she's from California, and she's got quite a story, actually, and they're actually doing a fundraiser for her and her son tonight as well.
Okay.
Her son has had some medical issues, and she's actually going to be in studio with us today with her little boy.
Okay.
So we're going to learn all about what they have going on, and I'm sure she'll sing for us, too.
Aww.
So that'll be fun, and I'm really excited to meet them as well. We also have Dr. Mike joining us today from the Red River Wellness. Mm-hmm. So we'll listen to what he's got to say. Very, very informational. Dr. Mike is extremely on hygienic things that all of us do anyway.
We'll see all of us. I'm very sanitary.
You're a germaphobe.
I am.
It's, yeah, pretty
don't
common.
Don't put me in the same category with the rest of you
people. She just talks to people in the students.
I don't know what's
sanitizer.
On the money.
Hand sanitizer. All right, we'll look forward to the list. Jace... Get
all
out
right,
of here.
I'll be back tomorrow morning.
All right. Bonnie and friends, 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Join us for that. And stay tuned. The Coffee Club with me and Janae. That is going to be coming up next.